KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. For peace of mind, whenever you go online, visit expressvpn.com/Ben. Alrighty, so we're all supposed to panic. Right, panic, panic, everybody panic. Okay, this is the tenor in the media today. The entire media are now under the impression that we are all going to die of COVID. Now, this is not a change from the entire history of the pandemic. At the beginning, we were all going to die of COVID, but we didn't know anything. Then we knew that if you were young and healthy, the chances were very, very low that you were going to die of COVID. It didn't matter. The media continued to proclaim that you were going to die of COVID because COVID was super duper duper scary, no matter the fact that if you were young, you had about 1,000 times less a chance of dying than if you were elderly in the United States, or that if you were obese, you had a far higher chance of dying than if you were healthy. Right? There are very obvious striations in terms of risk when it came to COVID from the very start, and the media just fibbed about it. They would have on doctors, they'd have on Fauci, or they'd have on Robert Redfield. They'd have on people who would just say things like, well, you know, you could die. And it's like, well, that doesn't help me at all. I need an actual risk assessment. It's true. Any possible day I could die. Any moment I could die, right? Lightning bolt comes down from the sky, hits you, and you're dead. That could happen. But nobody lives their life in fear of the lightning bolt. So the question is whether we are talking about a lightning bolt coming down from the sky, or whether we are talking about the chances that you're going to get hit by a car, or whether we're talking about the chances that you're going to die of cancer over the course of your lifetime. So what exactly are the chances here? And the media continually refused to assess the risk. Well, now they're doing the exact same thing with Omicron, right? Omicron is supposed to be the scariest thing ever. And the reason that Omicron is super scary is because it is evading vaccines when it comes to preventing infection, and because it is really, really transmissible. And so everybody's going to get it. Now, your first question should be, when somebody says you are about to get hit with a virus, your first question should be, okay, how bad is it going to be? That would be the normal first question. Right? You're going to get hit with the virus. I want to know whether the virus is Ebola or whether the virus is the common cold. Which one is it? And if somebody told you, you are going to get the common cold this year, live in fear, you'd be like, no, I'm going to be fine. I probably won't even stay home from the office. I'm just going to take a little DayQuil and go into the office, because it turns out that even if I give it to everybody else in the office and they all get the common cold, then whatever, man, because that's life. You know, we can't all live in a society together without some people getting mild illness sometimes, right? That's just a normal fact of everyday life. We've forgotten about all that. The media have decided that any time there is a mild illness that everybody is going to get, we're supposed to freak out. So you see headlines like this: COVID surge is gripping New York City ahead of the holidays. We've never seen this before. Alexandra Marquez writing for CNBC.com. New York City's COVID-19 positivity rate doubled in just 3 days as the city battles a virus surge ahead of the holidays. Dr. Jay Varma, a top health advisor to Mayor Bill de Blasio, tweeted Thursday, we've never seen this before in New York City. From December 9th to December 12th, the percentage of positive tests in the city spiked from 3.9% to 7.8%. Varma said this is SARS-CoV-2 evading both vaccine and virus-induced immunity against infection, unlike any variant before. Now notice, he's not saying that it is evading vaccine or virus-induced immunity against hospitalization and death, which is the thing you actually care about. Again, if I were going to tell you that you already had COVID, that means that if you get COVID again, you're not going to die, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're going to be sick for like a day. You're like, okay, well, you know, that's life. But the way that they constantly conflate in the media immunity against infection versus immunity against hospitalization and death. I don't care about being infected with the virus if it means that I have the sniffles. I don't care. and no one else should care, because that is just called life. But we're supposed to care now, because we have been trained by the media and by our government that the government can stop this thing. Again, I keep saying it because it's true. There's a fundamental lie we were told from day one, and that's if you listen to the government enough, the virus will just go away. It will just stop. That is not correct. It is not true. It has never been true. It is certainly not true now. Which means that we're going to have to live with the virus. Good news! The virus you have to live with now is so much milder than the original variant that it is in most cases asymptomatic or common cold-like, according to the latest data. And yet we're supposed to treat it as though it's going to kill everybody for purposes of telling you to mask up and lock down, and even if you're vaxxed, you're supposed to stay away from people. Like, all of this is nonsense. I'm just telling you, it's nonsense. Like, the measures that are being recommended right now by your public health establishment are completely disconnected from the conditions on the ground. They're completely disconnected from the data on Omicron. They're completely disconnected. They've been disconnected for a while. Okay, they were disconnected once the vaccines came out. And then they were disconnected with regard to Delta. Still, there are zero studies, zero, showing that any mask short of a KN95 stops Delta. Forget about Omicron. Omicron, by the way, is 70 times more infectious than Delta. We still don't have a study. That study from Malaysia, the one that they're constantly citing about how effective masks are, and there are serious questions about that study in the first place. I looked at that study. It is not a particularly well-constructed study. Even if you take the bottom line results at face value, that was a test that was done before the rise of Delta. I asked the study authors myself. Delta was something like 40 times as infectious as the original virus. And now you have a virus that's like 70 times as infectious as Delta. And you're telling me that your stupid surgical mask is going to stop that if we all wear the surgical mask enough? Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that. I mean, we are seeing this thing spread like nobody's business. And guess what? People are generally not dying. That's what the data are showing. But again, the media have to push this thing like it's the end of the world. Positivity rates are rising, says CNBC, as the Omicron variant spreads. According to data released Wednesday from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, New York and New Jersey are the two states with the most rapid spread of the newly identified variant. Okay, by the way, this should show you that all of the government's talk about how lockdown measures are going to save us all, you notice two of the most lockdown states still are New Jersey and New York in the country. They're also two of the states with the highest vaccination rates. So what happened? What happened? We were told that if we did all of the things, you would protect us. Weird, because they did all the things in New York. They did all the things in New Jersey. And guess what? It's real cold outside. So everybody's going inside, and they're all getting infected with the virus. Just as I said they would. Because that's what the data show. See, all along the line here, I have just been following the data. The actual underlying data. That's what I care about. I don't care about the politics of masking. I don't care about the politics of lockdowns. I don't care about any of the politics of it, because it's irrelevant. The question is going to be how you balance the everyday needs of Americans with the risk factors from the virus. And all balances were deemed verboten from day one by the media and by the government. If you said, we have to balance these two factors, how you live your life and the risks of the virus, they would say, no. You have to treat the risks of the virus not only as completely outsized, like wildly out of proportion with what the actual risks of the virus are, you have to completely disregard any other associated costs. And if you don't do that, you're a bad person. If you don't do that, you want to kill grandma. This was the line. And they're still using that same line. And somehow idiots are falling for it. It's amazing to me. Somehow people are still falling for this thing. Listen, if you are elderly, you should be scared of pretty much anything that is disease related. It's funny. I was at dinner last night with an ophthalmologist friend, and he has a really large practice. And he was talking. He gave me a statistic I found fascinating. The dirty little secret about medicine in the United States is that the people in the United States who die are old. Now, I know that's a shock to you, but that is the reality. Whenever you hear that something kills a lot of Americans, understand that virtually everything we are talking about is a thing that kills a lot of old Americans. Because it turns out, as you get old, you get closer to death. I know, it's shocking. It's shocking. How dare we mention the fact that as you get older, you are probably going to die at a higher rate than if you are 30. I know, this is devastating news to all of us who know this from the time that we are small children. That if you die at your chances of dying at 91 are not the same as your chance of dying at 11, right? Like, we all know this, but when we mention it, it's kind of awkward. Okay, so here's a stat. You ready for this? What is the surgery with the highest associated rate of death? The surgery in the United States, after which people tend to die most often. What do you think it is? The answer? Cataract surgery. Now, cataract surgery is like an outpatient procedure where very often you don't even have to be anesthetized. Now, cataract surgery is not a major procedure. So why is everybody dying after a cataract surgery? Why do so many people die after? Because they're all 90. That's why you have cataracts in the first place. You have cataracts in the first place because you're 90. And then you die because you're 90. Not because of the cataracts. Okay, so this is true with virtually everything in American life, right? We talked about this a few days ago. There's a big headline in the New York Times. One out of 100 people who are above the age of 65 in the United States died of COVID last year. You're like, right, but how many people above the age of 65 die every year in the United States? And the answer is four. Right? One out of 25 people above the age of 65 will die in the United States. Why? Because there are a lot of people above the age of 65 who are 80. There are a lot of people above the age of 65 who are 90. So, yeah, that is not a shocking statistic, particularly. The reason this makes a difference, folks, is because when you are constructing systems for the entirety of humanity, when you're constructing systems that don't just affect 80-year-olds in nursing homes, but affect 30-year-olds at work or 5-year-olds at school, and you don't treat them differently, it's because you are doing bad public policy. It's because you're an ignoramus or you're badly motivated. Those are the only two possibilities here. It is certainly not driven by public health. But they're going to panic you. This is the only way that they can control you. According to Dr. Dave A. Choksi, commissioner of the New York City Health Department, Omicron is here in New York City. It is spreading quickly. De Blasio and his health advisors at the briefing expressed concern ahead of the holiday season. Demand for testing has increased following a few major events, including last weekend's annual SantaCon pub crawl event. He said, we're seeing a surge ahead of the holidays. I do expect cases will continue to increase in the coming days. De Blasio announced that they are going to increase their testing capacity. Good luck. I mean, I'm sorry, but the testing, you can't test and trace. It ain't going to make a difference. This thing spreads too fast. Right now in South Korea, they can't slow down COVID-19. More than 80% of South Korea is dosed already. Two doses. But they're now reinstituting restrictions based on Omicron. In recent days, health officials accelerated the timetable for adults to get a booster down to 3 months from a prior wait of 5 months. Teens must now get vaccinated by February or face penalties. Starting next month, one South Korean city will use facial recognition technology to automate contact tracing as a way to speed up investigations. You know what all this is going to accomplish? Pretty much nil, because Omicron is going to hit everyone. Everyone is going to get it. And for virtually everyone, it's going to be asymptomatic or a cold. Hey, Dr. Marty McCary, I talked to him yesterday about this. Hey, Dr. McCary is calling it the Omicold, because for a huge, huge, huge majority of people, you're going to get the sniffles. That's it. And vaccines are not going to prevent you from getting the sniffles. So all of the tactics that are designed to get you to boost, for example, you have to have a booster or you can't go to a restaurant. Why? Explain. Truly explain. I want to know. Does it radically reduce your risk of COVID death to get a booster? Not if you're 30, it doesn't. Not according to the stats provided by the manufacturers of the vaccine. Hey, how about, is it going to reduce transmission? Nope, not with Omicron, it ain't. Because the evidence is showing that, for example, BuzzFeed, New York City holiday party, it's a COVID super spreader event. According to Mediaite, several BuzzFeed staffers have been infected with COVID-19 following the company's holiday party in Manhattan last week. Three BuzzFeed employees who tested positive following the party told the Insider they were vaccinated. They received their boosters prior to getting COVID-19 at the event. So are they hospitalized or dying? No, they are experiencing mild symptoms. Apparently, BuzzFeed responded by putting a temporary freeze on group meetings over six people, requiring masks in the office until further notice, freezing all non-essential business travel until the New Year. None of this is going to help. None of it. None of it. Omicron is too infectious. End of story. Again, just assume you're going to get immunity from the virus one way or another. We're done. But we're not done, because they'll never let it be done. See, here is the thing. It's an amazing logical flip that they've made. Okay, the idea is, in order to prevent forever lockdown, we must lock you down indefinitely. Like, at what point do you say we're done? The answer is at no point you say we're done. Ever, 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 ever. Because of Omicron. So I'm looking at the South African stats right now. Okay, South Africa started to spike in terms of cases basically mid-November. So they went from their 7-day running average of cases being essentially 245, 275, somewhere in that neighborhood at the beginning of November. And then mid to late November, about a month ago, it spiked. It started to spike. It went up to 687 new cases per day. And then you had 8,000 new cases per day by the end of November. And today you have about 25,000 new cases per day in South Africa, right? So it started to spike at the end of December. I mean, at the end of November. At the end of November, mid-November, about a month ago, this is when we started to see the spike in cases. So you would expect to see a spike in death as well, correct? There is only one problem. I'm also looking at the South African death statistics, and I'm seeing no spike in death, as in zero, none, zip, nada, nil. Okay, the average rolling death rate in November, mid-November, was about 15. The average rolling death rate, 7-day rolling death rate right now is about 27. So, no. The answer is no. Right? The 7-day average November 10th was 31. The average rolling death rate today, 29. Which means Omicron, and by the way, this is not a secret. This is the part that's unbelievable. It's not a secret. The South African scientists said this at the time. The people who discovered the variant, we played clips of them on the show talking about how this thing was basically manifesting as a cold or asymptomatically. And yet we're going to go crazy anyway. And we're going to design public policy that is not rooted in anything remotely resembling reality. We'll get some more on this in just a second. It's absolutely maddening. It's absolutely maddening. First, it is the season of giving, but you've already given enough to your ISP. If you haven't been using ExpressVPN every time you've gone online this year, your ISP's been gaining data from you. They've been monetizing that data from you. I'm not just talking about the enormous internet bill you pay every month. Every time you go online without ExpressVPN, your internet provider can see and log every single website you visit. And yes, that includes all the sites you visit in incognito mode. On top of overcharging you, they're also legally allowed to sell all your browsing activity to third-party advertisers for massive profits. That's why I'm done giving data to my internet service provider. I always go online with ExpressVPN. The app encrypts and reroutes 100% of my network data through their secure servers, so my provider cannot see a thing. It couldn't be easier to use. You simply fire up ExpressVPN on any of your devices, phone, laptop, whatever. You tap one button to connect, and now you're done. Unlike your ISP, ExpressVPN is committed to your privacy. Their privacy policy has been audited by third parties. You can rest assured your data is not being logged by anyone. You've given enough to your ISP this year. It's time for you to start taking. So take back your internet privacy today with a VPN rated number one by TechRadar and Mashable. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben. Get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. expressvpn.com/Ben to learn more. Coming up, we'll get to what we know about Omicron. Thing we know number one, it's spreading super fast. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
North State Now is a magazine format show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
get me every time.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Omicron is spreading super fast, but it's killing pretty much no one. According to The Hill, a new study says that while the COVID-19 Omicron variant infects the human body 70 times faster than previous coronavirus strains, the infections appear to be less severe. Researchers from the University of Hong Kong's LKS Faculty of Medicine found that after 24 hours of infection, the Omicron variant multiplied in the human bronchus 70 times faster than the Delta variant and the original coronavirus strain. That means basically in your throat. They also discovered that the Omicron infection in the lungs was significantly lower than the initial COVID-19 strain. Okay, well, that would be the thing, right? If you look at, my wife was showing me x-rays of this the other day, what a typical Delta or original variant COVID patient with severe COVID ends up looking like. And the lungs are pretty heavily damaged, right? You can see the cloudiness of the lungs because this is a respiratory ailment. When people die of COVID, it's because they're having respiratory problems. Okay, well, if it's not affecting the lungs, who cares? You have like a mild cough, you have like a cold. The strain replicated in human lung tissue at a rate that was more than 10 times lower than the original COVID-19 strain, which suggests it may cause less severe illness. Okay, so here's what we know. Super infectious, going to be almost impossible to stop people from getting it because it is resistant to the vaccines in terms of infection. According to a study authored by more than 20 scientists at Columbia and University of Hong Kong, a striking feature of the variants is the large number of spike mutations that pose a threat to the efficacy of current COVID-19 vaccines and antibody therapies, because the way that the vaccines were constructed is they were constructed to target spike proteins to resist infection, right? But this particular mutation has evolved to become less deadly, but more infectious, which is very often how these viruses work, right? If you're a virus, and I understand viruses don't have brains, but if you are thinking in sort of the Richard Dawkins selfish gene notion. If these viruses are attempting to replicate, then the goal would not be to kill the host. It would be to get the host to infect as many human beings as possible. So that means that viruses tend to become more infectious and less deadly over time. So this would not be a giant shock. Okay, so what it did is it mutated to target a bunch of spike proteins. And the ones that were resistant are now being avoided. And so it could greatly compromise the vaccine in terms of the infection. But remember, that's not all the vaccines do. The vaccines don't just target the spike protein to prevent infection. They also generated an immune response. This is what vaccines are meant to do. They generate an immune response that is then understood by the body. You get T cell immunity and B cell immunity. You get memory cell immunity. So the body knows how to fight it now. Basically, vaccines do a couple of things. To prevent infection, they target the spike proteins that can prevent the infection, but they also train the body so that the body remembers how to fight the infection once the infection occurs. It's basically like a dojo for your body's immune system. And so this is what we've seen. We've seen that Pfizer, for example, the resistance rate to infection for two doses has dropped to like 33% for people with Omicron. So you're probably going to get infected even if you have two doses. But it also means that the resilience against hospitalization and death remains incredibly high. Right. There is there's an article over at MedPage Today talking about the early data with regard to Omicron and how exactly the vaccines are responding to it. Two dose series performs well in real world analysis from South Africa's largest health insurer. An analysis by insurer Discovery Health from the first 3 weeks of the Omicron wave showed 70% protection against hospitalization for those who received the two dose series compared with the unvaccinated. Though that's a decline from the 93% protection seen during Delta, it's still regarded as very good protection, according to the report, which was published in a press release on the company's website. Protection against hospitalization was maintained across all people aged 18 to 79. There's a slightly lower level of protection for those aged 60 to 69, about 67%, and 70 to 79, 59%, according to data shared during the briefing. Overall protection against infection fell to 33%. So what does that mean? It means that there's a good shot that even if you're double dosed, even if you're triple dosed, that you will get infected, but the chances that you're going to die are really low. And the reason they're low is because, number one, the disease itself is now less deadly. And number two, because you have retained prior immunity against actual hospitalization and death, which is the thing we used to care about. And we'll get new data, I'm sure, very soon as to whether the Pfizer pill will still apply against Omicron. But again, Omicron is likely not going to kill you because most cases are like a severe cold. Alrighty, coming up, we know everybody's going to get Omicron, but just how mild is Omicron? The answer, kind of mild. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it is my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Why does Bitcoin provide the highest probability of opportunity for everyone? Learn how transformative it really is at the Shasta Bitcoin Summit and Retreat on Friday and Saturday, March 18th and 19th, 2022. 1 and 2 day tickets are on sale now. Get all the details and your tickets at ShastaBitcoinSummit.com or call 530-324-5175.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
We're
Burger Film Playhouse presents It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play based on the story The Greatest Gift by Philip Van Doren Stern and adapted by Joe Landry, directed by John Welsh. This beloved holiday classic comes to life as a 1940s radio broadcast. Join the cast and bring a few dozen characters to the stage as the story of George Bailey unfolds one fateful Christmas Eve. December 3rd through the 18th at the new Riverfront Playhouse, downtown on California Street. Tickets available online at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Brought to you by Cornerstone Bank and this station.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So everybody is panicking about Omicron because everyone's going to get Omicron, but there's some good news. Very few people are going to die of Omicron. According to Professor Tim Spector, most cases now appear like a severe cold. Omicron appears to produce fairly mild illness. He's the chief scientist on the ZOE app, which is a major study that tracks COVID symptoms. He says the majority of infected people no longer have the classical triad of persistent cough, fever, and loss of smell and taste. He says his team has yet to gather complete data on Omicron symptoms, but initial findings suggest they are not much different from Delta, which already showed milder and more cold-like symptoms than previous variants as well. So what should you look for? Sneezing, headache, runny nose, sore throat, etc. Yeah, but the media, again, they continue to cover this as though it's the end of the world. And they're using the uncertainty as the lever for power here. Right? Yeah, sure, it looks like the data are that Omicron isn't going to kill, like, a lot of people in terms of infection fatality rate. But we don't know. So, as out of an abundance of caution, never live life again. Just shut everything down. Take measures that clearly are not going to stop Omicron so that you have made your sacrifice to the pagan gods. Just do it. And then you'll feel better about yourself. You'll feel like you've done everything you could do. Okay, now, this is craziness. It really, really is. So here's the deal. The CDC is suggesting that 18,500 people could be dying per week. The reason that they are suggesting this is because the thing is so infectious. So according to the Daily Mail, grim new figures from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have predicted that U.S. COVID-19 deaths will soar by 73% to 15,600 a week by January 8th. Cases will rocket to 1.3 million a week by Christmas Day. The agency revealed its projections on Wednesday afternoon that show America will suffer up to 15,600 new COVID deaths a week as of January 8th, or 2,200 deaths per day, a 58% increase from 8,900 deaths currently being recorded each week, which is equivalent to about 1,285 deaths per day. Okay, so why? The answer is because every single human will get Omicron. Okay, so here's the question. What are you going to do? Really, what are you going to do? Because what we're talking about, there's people don't understand base rates. They really don't. So infection fatality rate means your chances of dying if you are infected. The infection fatality rate on Omicron appears to be significantly lower than Delta. We had already lowered the infection fatality rate on Delta for the vaccinated dramatically. But Omicron appears to be way lower than that, which means that your chances, if you get Omicron, of dying or being hospitalized are extraordinarily low. But if every human being on planet Earth gets Omicron, an absolute number of people who die will be higher. Those people will generally be immunocompromised or old. Okay, that's just the reality of the situation. Now, what are you going to do about it? So, what they have decided is that they're going to tell you to mask up and never see another human being again. There's only one problem with that, which is that the data don't back that. You can mask everybody. Really, you can mask everybody on Earth. And unless they're wearing N95s, you know, very, very strong particle filters, the chances that it's going to stop Omicron, which, again, is 70 times as infectious as Delta. And Delta was not even tested with regard to surgical masks. I'm not seeing the data to back this. I'm not. And I'm frankly kind of puzzled by the strategy here. By the way, before Omicron, there's a study out by Aaron Prosser, Bartosz Helfer, and David Schreiner in MedRx, okay, which is the preprint server for health sciences. They tried to analyze the number of unvaccinated people who would need to be excluded to prevent SARS-CoV-2 transmissions, right, for vaccine passports. This is before Omicron, which is way more infectious, like so much more infectious that huge parties of people who are already vaccinated are getting it, okay, and triple-vaxxed are getting it. So this study suggests, this is before Omicron, which is way more infectious, in order to prevent one infection, you would need to exclude 1,000 unvaccinated people. Quote, our study suggests that at least 1,000 unvaccinated people likely need to be excluded to prevent one SARS-CoV-2 transmission event in most types of setting for most jurisdictions, notably Australia, California, Canada, China, France, Israel, and others. So you'd have to exclude 1,000 humans who are unvaccinated to prevent one transmission. Now, what do you do with a variant that is way more infectious than Delta? Like, really, are lockdowns likely to work? And once again, let me point out that if you are young, you are, your chance of dying from Omicron if you're young are minute. By the way, even during the pandemic itself, like the worst of the pandemic, if you were 18 to 49, you were now more likely to die of fentanyl overdose than you were to die of COVID. This is according to Fox 10 Phoenix. Families Against Fentanyl released some stats. They showed that between 2020 and 2021, nearly 79,000 people between 18 and 45 died of fentanyl overdoses. The number of people who died of COVID-19 between those ages, between the dates January 1, 2020 and December 15, 2021, was 53,000. So not only did more people die of fentanyl overdose between 18 and 45 during that date, it was like 50% more people died of fentanyl overdose. Out of the 800,000 Americans who have died of COVID-19, this means of the 800,000 people, the grand total number of people under the age of 46 who have died of COVID is about 54,000, right? That, which, again, it is heavily striated toward the elderly because death is heavily striated toward the elderly. But instead of figuring out, okay, what do we need to do to theoretically protect the elderly more? Instead, they're still trying to push lockdowns. Here's Joe Biden's spokeswoman yesterday, Karine Jean-Pierre, saying we can't rule out more lockdowns. Of course you can't, because you kind of want them. You've made a box, and now you can't get out of it. You suggested you were going to end COVID. You certainly cannot end Omicron. And yet, you have to maintain the myth.
As it relates to shutdowns, which is what I was trying to convey to Jeff as he asked me this question. Look, you know, we've been very clear. Dr. Fauci has been very clear. Our public health experts have been very clear. We know what works, and we're going to continue to do what works, which is making sure that, you know, we do everything we can to get folks vaccinated. We're at 71% of people being fully vaccinated. That's a huge difference to where we were a year ago. As I just stated, a year ago we were at less than 1%.
Okay, but I've noticed that it's spiking in places where people are vaccinated. So what exactly is your goal? If your goal is to prevent hospitalization and death, I agree. People should vaccinate. I've been saying this all the way throughout the pandemic. As soon as the vaccines were available, I thought that people should get the vaccines. However, now you're talking about taking measures that are not likely to prevent transmission. You're not going to end all of this. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? According to the New York Times, breakthrough infections are common. This week, Denmark reported that three quarters of Omicron cases occurred in people who had received two vaccine doses. A recent outbreak at Cornell may have been driven by Omicron. 97% of the population at Cornell is vaccinated. So, what exactly is your plan? Seriously, what's your plan? Because I've been saying for a long time that when it comes to COVID, everyone now has had the opportunity to get the vaccine. That's all you can do. End of story. The fact that more people are going to get Omicron does not change that. In fact, theoretically, Omicron is a better thing to get than Delta. Because, I mean, if you, as an individual, not on like a broad nationwide plane, because more cases lead to more absolute deaths, but on an individual level, your personal chances of dying from Omicron are apparently significantly lower than your personal chances of dying of Delta. So if you're going to get one of these diseases anyway, you may as well get Omicron. You're going to get one of them. Pick Omicron in sort of the, so that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Omicron replacing Delta on a broad statistical level is a good thing if everybody's going to end up with Delta anyway. Nonetheless, Joe Biden continues to push the idea that it's boosters and the unvaccinated who are the true risk. Again, the unvaccinated were at risk from COVID. Depending on your age, it was either a high risk if you were elderly or a fairly low risk if you were 20. The unvaccinated were, and they are currently at the exact same risk, maybe a lower risk now if you're unvaccinated. Because again, if you're unvaccinated and you get Omicron, it's way milder. So maybe you are at like a way lower risk than you were with Delta. So in other words, Omicron replacing Delta, if you were like driven to get a vaccine, like if you were driven not to get a vaccine, like you really didn't want to get a vaccine. And the reason that you didn't want to get a vaccine is not because you were afraid of infection, but you felt like the infection was going to be less problematic for you than the vaccine, and this is why you didn't get the vaccine, or you felt that you already had COVID, and that means that you have T-cell and B-cell immunity. If that was your logic, Omicron not only does not change your logic, it exacerbates your logic. Because if you're one of the people who didn't get the vaccine because you were afraid that the vaccine was more severe than Delta, and Omicron is less severe than Delta, by the transitive property, you should now be less afraid of not getting the vaccine than you were before. The only reason that you were interested in getting the vaccine was to evade the consequences of the disease. If Omicron is less deadly than Delta, then the math on why you should get a vaccine is actually worse, not better. And this is, again, so the logic has not changed for the people who are unvaccinated, which is part of the problem. Again, like, if you want to get vaccinated, you should get vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you know, I may think you're wrong, but you have that right in the United States. But Joe Biden is going to continue to push this. He says the unvaccinated are looking at a winter of severe disease and death. I have a question. Weren't they looking at that winter anyway with Delta? And why exactly are, like, he's pushing vax mandates. I don't know how you push a vax mandate on the back of Omicron. That isn't going to work with regard to Delta. This is why, by the way, you know, you should go sign our petition at dailywire.com/do not comply. It's our petition against the vax mandates from the Biden administration. We, of course, were the first company in America to file a lawsuit against the vax mandates when they came down. We're at over 900,000 signatures at this point. We're aiming for 1 million by Christmas. So please help us out. Forward it to all of your friends. Anyway, here's Joe Biden blaming the unvaccinated for everything, even though the vaccinated are passing this as well.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. For themselves, their families, and the hospital, they'll soon overwhelm. But there's good news. If you're vaccinated, you have your booster shot, you're protected from severe illness and death.
Okay, so he's going to focus on vax mandates at this point, based on Omicron. If it didn't work with Delta, it ain't going to work with Omicron. Omicron is more infectious and way less deadly, apparently. All righty, in just 1 second, we'll get to more measures that the left is pushing that have no relation to the data, which means they have to, there's an agenda behind it. If you see somebody doing something and you're like, they're saying it's for this reason, but it clearly is not that reason. There has to be another reason they're doing it. And the reason is because of the control. They want the control over your life. They want to portray themselves as capable of doing a thing they are not capable of doing. We'll get to more in just 1 second. But first, a message from our partners over at Taser.
With violent crime on the rise across the country, life is more dangerous than ever. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, the perfect non-lethal sidekick to your self-defense arsenal. Taser's energy weapons can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Designed for home defense, your daily commute, and everywhere you need to keep your family safe, take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds, so you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you pull the trigger. And when you have to fire yours, Taser will replace it for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger and safer self-defense.
Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% when you go to Taser.com and enter promo code SAVE. Spelled TASER.com, promo code SAVE. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty, coming up, new data from South Africa, just underscoring everything I'm saying about the lack of deadliness of this particular strain of the virus. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out. And I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, I actually have a piece of good news from South Africa that the media will, of course, completely ignore. The South African hospitalization rate, which is what you care about, is at 1.7%. By comparison, during their last wave of Delta, the hospitalization rate was 19%. That's how much less deadly Omicron is than Delta. It is literally, by the statistics, about 10 times less deadly than Delta. And yet, what are you talking about? What are you? None of this makes any sense. And yet, the NFL has announced a return to universal masking and other protocols amid COVID-19 outbreak. The NFL said, throughout the pandemic, we have continuously evolved our protocols to meet our goal of advancing the safety of the players, coaches, and staff. The changes we are making today aim to address the increase in cases and the advent of the Omicron variant. They say, effective immediately, all clubs will implement preventative measures that have proven effective. Really, have they proven effective? Have they, though? Masking regardless of vaccination status. Has that been like super duper duper pooper scooper effective against Omicron? Because I missed the data. They say it's been proven effective. I'd like some proof. Some proof would be excellent. Remote or outdoor meetings. Eliminating in-person meals. No outside visitors while on team travel. We will continue to strongly encourage boosters as the most effective protection. For young, adult, healthy males. Like the most healthy human beings in our society. Finally, based on expert advice, we will adjust to the return to participation requirements for those who have recovered from COVID-19. So you got ESPN's Jeff Van Gundy saying the NBA is going to have to pause or bubble. These are the healthiest human beings on planet Earth, and they're going to have to bubble or pause because people are getting mild colds in South Africa.
Mike, it's all sports. I really feel that at some point there's going to be a pause to our season, a bubble to our season. The way they're predicting these cases to continue to go, as Davis with the dunk, I don't see any way around it.
No, clearly we hope that you're wrong, but it's impossible to predict.
No, it isn't tough to predict if you're not invested in the narrative. Meanwhile, the CEO of Southwest Airlines, he was being queried before Congress. His name is Gary Kelly, and he was asked about masking on planes. And he points out that masking on planes is almost completely useless. That we didn't have high levels of transmission on planes before because of HEPA filters. We don't have high levels of transmission on planes now. We have had no cases, of which I am aware, of any sort of COVID outbreak on an airplane. The entire pandemic. And yet we've been told that masking on planes is the be-all, end-all. In fact, you're only allowed to take down your mask for like a second so you can sip some water, and then you're supposed to go right back. Unless you're Maxine Waters, in which case you can ride around without a mask, no problem, as the Daily Wire exclusively reported yesterday. Maxine, Anti-Maxine, as they call her. So, here is the CEO of Southwest Airlines saying masks don't do anything on planes. As we will see, the media are not having any of this.
The statistics I recall is 99.97% of airborne pathogens are captured by the HEPA filtering system, and it's turned over every 2 or 3 minutes. We use UT Southwestern and Stanford School of Medicine. But, I think the case is very strong that masks don't add much, if anything, in the air cabin environment. It's very safe and very high quality compared to any other indoor setting.
So he says that. And then CNN's doctor named William Schaffner comes on and he says, how dare the Southwest CEO do things like say things like facts and data? That's bad.
Would you get on a plane right now or in the coming weeks without a mask?
No. And, you know, we have data from the National Academy of Sciences published in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, a systematic review. And we also have, you know, randomized clinical trial designs out of that were done in Bangladesh by Stanford and Yale. So the data supports use of masks. But also, why say this now when we have the most transmissible variant of all accelerating? I don't know. On some of these CEOs, they have the emotional intelligence of a doorknob. I don't know why they would say that kind of thing.
So that was Dr. Peter Hotez of Baylor. Emotional intelligence of a doorknob. Because he's citing data on planes. And then you're citing data from Bangladesh. From a masking study in Bangladesh that did not cover Delta and was still vague. Again, all that matters is the outcome. And the outcome is you're supposed to do whatever these people tell you. So you have another CNN doctor named William Schaffner saying it's time to mask around your family. Well, you know, I have a better solution for everybody. You want to prevent death by COVID? All you have to do is wrap a plastic bag around your head and then you take some duct tape and you wrap it around your neck. You won't die of COVID. Yeah, anyway, here is your CNN doctor, William Schaffner.
I would recommend that we hang our stockings with care. I think we have to be careful. If we're all going to get together, we should all be vaccinated and preferentially boosted. We should wear our masks if we're uncertain. And another thing we can do is we could all get tested the morning of our getting together. And I would certainly say if you're going to any group event indoors, whether you're vaccinated or not, please wear your mask.
Some data, any data, that this is going to minimize the transmission of Omicron. This guy, by the way, is the more moderate voice. Then you have MSNBC doctor Rob Davidson, who says, don't even get together with anybody over Christmas. In fact, just stay in your home forever. In fact, lock yourself in your closet and have somebody slide food to you under a door or something.
Should we be ceasing and desisting, in your view, in terms of getting together for the holidays with anyone who's not in our pod, our group of people that we've been around mostly for the last year?
Yeah, I think that's the safest way to go, right? If you have people who you know are fully vaccinated, particularly if they're boosted and they don't have symptoms, and hey, if you can find a few rapid antigen tests out there and you can do those before they get together, you know, I think you go for it.
I'm sorry, these people are. So what's the actual agenda here? Because they're not citing data. They're citing fear, and they're crafting fear, and they're creating fear. And by the way, they're creating fear, but only to a certain extent, right? They're now pretending that masks and boosters are going to prevent you from getting Omicron. The data on this do not exist. So they're willing to scare you, but only up to the point where they can control you. Because if they scare you too much, you might realize that they actually can't control it, and then you might be realistic about what exactly is going to happen. What is the end goal here? Well, for the far left, the end goal, as always, is transformational change. There's an article by Anna North in Vox.com today talking about work. Here is the title of the piece. The world as we know it is ending. Why are we still at work? From the pandemic to climate change, Americans are still expected to work no matter what happens. And the entire contention of the article is that because of COVID, no one should ever go to work again because work is bad. Instead, we need to make sure that people never have to work again. We have to restructure the entire American economy around the idea that people should do less work because work is bad. Work is bad. And now, so question, who's going to support all the people who are sitting in their homes because they're afraid of COVID, which is not going to kill them if it's Omicron and if they are not ridden with cancer, for example? What is the data? There is no data. But transformational change always requires a hook for the left. COVID was the best hook they've ever seen, and they will not let it go. Ever, ever, for the rest of time, ever. It's up to you to push them. It's up to you to push back. It's up to you to say, I'm not going to comply with your nonsense because you're not even presenting me with the data. This is why, again, I'll urge people, head on over to dailywire.com/do not comply, sign our petition. We're at 900,000 signatures. try and get to a million. But as a basic way of living, they are offering you no life in return for no real additional shot that you're going to avoid COVID. If that sounds like a great bargain to you, keep voting for them. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Republican governors standing up to the Biden administration's military vaccine mandate. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is the latest governor to challenge the Pentagon over its vaccine mandate for the military. He has told Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin that his state will not direct its National Guard members to comply with the Biden administration order. Five other GOP governors have urged the Pentagon to reconsider the requirements for Guard members on state active duty. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Boeing is suspending a company vaccination requirement for all U.S.-based employees. Aerospace giant did adopt a vaccine mandate 2 months ago to ensure compliance with the executive order that required all employees of federal contractors to get the vaccination. Boeing reports 92% of the employees have received full vaccination. Also at townhall.com, police in Virginia say the discovery of four bodies at two different locations are the work of a serial killer who used a shopping cart to transport the victims' bodies after meeting them on dating sites. Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis dubbed the shopping killer the cart killer.
I've been in a leadership role for the last decade or so at several departments in the National Capital Region and the DMV, and I can count on one hand, with a couple fingers left over, the number of times where law enforcement has had to grapple with the impact of a serial killer. We have a serial killer. The good thing is he's in custody.
More on the stories at townhall.com.
Betting involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting in, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/disclaimer and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Traders, listen up. With volatility, earnings data, and inflation concerns, it's almost impossible to guess what the markets will do next. With VantagePoint, you don't have to. Want to see how the smartest traders pick their stocks? Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, VantagePoint's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
Rumors about threats of violence at schools circulating online, raising anxiety and a number of questions Friday.
School children at home in response to viral posts on TikTok alluding to unconfirmed threats of shootings and bombs at schools on Friday. The Department of Homeland Security said the messages were not credible. Some districts opted to cancel classes for the day, postpone exams, increase security, or ask students to leave backpacks at home.
I don't think we've had a viral threat like this before, this widespread.
Jillian Peterson is a forensic psychologist and co-founder of the Violence Project.
I saw it and thought, gosh, I hope there's nobody on the edge who somehow now thinks they're part of something bigger.
TikTok says it's been working with law enforcement and deleting posts spreading misinformation, sparking the alarming warnings. Educators have been on edge since the deadly shooting in Michigan last month. I'm Jennifer King.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Sears says it plans to sell the Chicago corporate headquarters that has been its home for more than three decades.
Sears' parent company confirms plans to put its 273-acre corporate campus in the northwest suburb of Hoffman Estates on the market early next year. Transformco has been downsizing the retailer's operations and its corporate staff for several years. There's no word on the possible location of a future headquarters for the struggling retailer. Rich Thomason reporting.
In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says he'll seek more than $300 million in state funding over a three-year period to boost law enforcement efforts to combat retail theft. The state, of course, has been stung recently by a number of headline-grabbing smash-and-grab robberies at various stores. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. For peace of mind whenever you go online, visit expressvpn.com/Ben. Well, America's faith in the media are at an all-time low. There's a reason for that. And it's pretty obvious as well that the media need something to bounce off of. They need some sort of villain that they can make the villain every single day of the year. And without that villain, they've got a real problem on their hands. This is certainly the case over at The Washington Post. According to the Wall Street Journal, top Washington Post officials gathered last week and discussed how to respond to a major problem the news outlet is facing, a sharp decline in online readership. Executive editor Sally Busby said she was struck by a presentation showing that in one stretch of 2019, nearly all of the 50 most popular articles on the Post homepage were related to politics, whereas in the same period of 2021, just three of the top 10 were related to politics. Ms. Busby weighed in with her conclusion. When political news falls out of favor with Post readers, the news organization needs to be in a position to excel with other types of stories. So the problem for the left is that Donald Trump is no longer there to kick around. And no matter how much they try to shout about January 6th, it ain't doing the trick. Politico's change in monthly unique visitors, according to ComScore, they are down 50%. The Washington Post is down 30%. The New York Times is down about 15%. The Wall Street Journal is down about 10%, and so is Vox Media. These are dramatic drops. In other words, Trump was clicks, and now Trump ain't there. So that means Trump ain't clicks. No one's clicking on Joe Biden. So what do you, if you're the media, what do you think you're going to do? You think you're going to elevate Trump? Of course you're going to elevate Trump. You're going to make Trump the issue again. You're going to try and push Trump into the nomination again, right? The media are heavily invested in this. I mean, Jeff Zucker said this in 2016. He's like, Trump's ratings. That's true. So for all of their protestations about how much they hate Trump, the reality is they love Trump. They want Trump back. They can't live without Trump. At the New York Times, a substantial portion of subscription growth is coming from low-cost digital offerings such as games, its cooking product, and product recommendation site Wirecutter. The Times in November warned subscription growth could come under pressure in the fourth quarter as promotional pricing is phased out. The headwinds come during a new era at the Washington Post. In May, the newspaper announced it selected Miss Busby after a process involving the Post publisher Fred Ryan and its owner Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos. Busby, who is top editor of the AP, said in a memo to employees, the Post will hire dozens of new editors, beef up the newspaper's capacity to publish breaking news and in-depth journalism. They're also thinking of moving into features and culture. That is not a shock. Again, without Trump to kick around, these newspapers have a real problem on their hands. And so they're looking for new villains, and they're failing. So Joy Reid, for example, her new villain is Elon Musk. She's ranting about Trump every single day of the week, and no one cares anymore because Trump is not in office. And so she's going to rant about Elon Musk. Joy Reid is just, she's a clown. She's a clown of a human. Here is a clown talking to you about Elon Musk.
Elon wasn't happy, so he did what he always did and stomped his little feet and insulted Senator Warren, calling her an angry mom and referring to her as Senator Karen. So for so many reasons, being a freeloader, and a selfish and disrespectful one. And for misappropriating black vernacular for misogynistic purposes, Elon Musk is the absolute worst.
So Elon Musk is the absolute worst because he insulted a white lady by calling her Karen. But that's cultural appropriation because it's only black people who can call white ladies Karen. And Elon Musk is not a black person, so he is culturally appropriated. I would note that the very name Karen is kind of a white people name. Right? That's the whole point of calling somebody a Karen. So if you are going to use that term to insult people, you are culturally appropriating in order to insult people. Also, the entire language of English was invented by white people. So if we are going to talk about cultural appropriation, like, this is so stupid. Cultural appropriation is the dumbest thing in the entire world. It's like, well, if it came from your culture, I can't use it. Okay, English. I noticed that Joy Reid is on a camera, which is invented by white people. I'm noticing a few things that white people have done that other people have culturally appropriated, but we just call it technology and normal discourse. And it wasn't like Elon Musk just went and got, like, some sort of, like, he didn't blackface himself and do something actually racist in order to insult the white lady who pretends she's Native American. He calls her Karen. And Joy Reid's like, that's racist. Not everything can be racist, Joy. Not every single thing in the world can be racist. I mean, but for Joy Reid, it is. I wonder why our trust in media is at an all-time low. Speaking of trust in media, so ESPN, I mentioned this earlier this week, ESPN did a segment in which it was like a full-on show, Bubba Wallace, a NASCAR driver who has not been highly successful, but was the center of news coverage last year when there was a claim that somebody had tied a noose in his garage. And, of course, it was not a noose. It turns out that it was just a pull rope for closing the garage. And it had been there since 2019, before Bubba Wallace ever used that garage. And ESPN continues to maintain that it was a racist symbol. We'll get to that in just one moment. It's pretty amazing. First, let's talk about protecting your online safety and security. It is the season of giving, but you've already given enough to your internet service provider if you haven't been using ExpressVPN every time you've gone online this year. I'm not just talking about the enormous internet bill you pay every month. Every time you go online without ExpressVPN, your ISP can see and log every single website you visit. And yes, that includes all the sites you visit in incognito mode. On top of overcharging you, they're also legally allowed to sell all your browsing activity to third-party advertisers for massive profits. That's why I'm done giving to my internet service provider. I always go online with ExpressVPN. The app encrypts and reroutes 100% of my network data through their secure servers, so my provider can't see a thing. It couldn't be easier to use. Simply fire up ExpressVPN on any of your devices, phone, laptop, whatever, tap one button to connect, and that is it. Unlike your ISP, ExpressVPN is committed to your privacy. Their privacy policy has even been audited by third parties, so you can rest assured that your data is not being logged by anyone. You've given enough to your ISP this year. It's time for you to start taking. So take back your internet privacy today with the VPN rated number one by Tech Radar and Mashable. Visit ExpressVPN.com/Ben. Get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben. ExpressVPN.com/Ben to learn more. Alrighty, so ESPN continues to maintain the lie that Bubba Wallace was targeted by racists last year. He was not. So I just want to show you a few clips from this ESPN special because it just demonstrates why no one watches ESPN or ever will again. Here is one clip, ESPN senior writer Howard Bryant talking about how we react to race in America.
When the noose incident hit, it just reminded me of how we react to race in this country, that white people are immediately going to find every single possible way they can to tell you that this was not racist. And that black people, in a lot of ways, are going to immediately react and say, let me tell you why this was racist. It was an example to me of just how tenuous and how explosive everything is in this country.
Okay, well, I wonder why things are so tenuous and explosive. Could it be because the media decides to make everything a giant issue about race and jump to conclusions before the evidence is in? Could it maybe be because of that? And then could it be maybe because ESPN crafts an entire narrative around a falsehood, which is that there was a racist incident involving Bubba Wallace, which there was not? Here is Bubba Wallace talking about how he was being booed at a race in Bristol after he had spoken out about how there were so many racists targeting him, etc.
Walking in and hearing the boos at Bristol, that was solid. Pissed me off in a good way. Because you guys are booing off some BS. And it's so sad that that people don't want to take the time to read the facts and just make a judgment off BS. That's okay. Y'all live your life. I'll live mine. Way better than you are.
Yeah, he's living his best life by continuing to do documentaries about an incident that never took place. So, yeah, man. They didn't bother to read the facts. You know, the facts where that pull rope was on the garage a year before this incident. Here is another clip of Bubba Wallace talking about hatred and et cetera.
We're all people. We're all brought here for a purpose, and it's not to hate each other because of the way you look. It's to figure out how to make this place better. Like, I don't know if my purpose is to drive race cars. Feels like it is, but who knows? That's why you're tested every day to figure out what your purpose is in life. Hating somebody, it's tall.
It's not about hatred. It's about continuing to maintain via ESPN that possibly this was a racist incident. They actually had a clip in this documentary of, I believe, Bubba Wallace's sister talking about how she still believes that it was some sort of racist incident in the first place. I wonder why people are so racialized in America. I wonder. Why are we so focused in on race? Maybe it's because the media will never, ever let race go. They're just not going to let it go any way, shape, or form. I mean, for goodness sake, you have an entire piece in the Washington Post that suggests that it's not that basically we ought to get rid of measurements with regard to math because people are underperforming. Christina Emba, one of the worst columnists of the Washington Post, she has a piece called "Is Math Racist?" Wrong question. It's not that math is racist. It's that the way we teach math is racist. She says, yes, there are students who seem more naturally talented at math than others. And it's true that children who have an early interest in or substantial facility for math shouldn't be forced to suppress their desire to learn and progress in the name of equity. That would be equity to the lowest common denominator, which no one is actually asking for. But, first rule of politics, everything that comes before the but is irrelevant. But it is also true that certain modes of identifying and fast-tracking those students may be shaped by unintentionally race-based bias. How educators expect someone good at math to look and act. This can have negative implications for students who don't fit the preconceived mold, either leaving them underserved or discouraging their achievement. No, actually, we have really good ways of telling whether people are good at math. They're called math tests. But you don't like those math tests because sometimes they come out and are not racially representative of the general population. Like, East Asian kids tend to do real well on math tests. Ashkenazi Jews, real well on math tests. So, yeah. I have never met a math teacher who looks at their student body and, like, this kid is getting all A's on his math test. I mean, he's knocking it out of the ballpark on math, but he listens to rap. So he's, you know what? We're putting him in the lower track. That has never happened. Certainly not in the modern era. Okay. If it happened, like when people were overtly racist and attempting to keep people down thanks to race. That has not happened any time in the last several decades. Okay. But what's Christine Emba's notion that this is happening, by the way, that people are adjudicating whether somebody is good at math based on other characteristics than whether they're good at math? Quote, for as long as I can remember, I've thought of myself as bad at math. I'm good at reading, good at writing, but calculus eluded me during high school. These days, a complicated restaurant check can fill me with anxiety. I never blamed math itself. My teachers, I believe, did try with me, but I wonder, when exactly did I decide I was bad at math? Was it an issue of ability or encouragement or both? Would different classroom experiences have left me with a less fixed mindset about my own ability? Could I have been less prone to write myself off? For the sake of students like me, it's worth finding out. I have an idea that probably it's when you weren't good at calculus that you decided you weren't good at math because you weren't good at calculus. That happens to a lot of us, okay? I was very good at math when I was younger. And then I hit a college-level engineering calculus course, and I was like, yeah, I don't think I want to do this for a living. That doesn't mean I'm bad at math. It just means I hit my limit. Pretty much everybody does at some point with math, unless you're Eric Weinstein or something. So, other than that, everybody's going to hit their... But, again, this attempt to shovel everything into race. Like, we have no indicators that fewer black kids are going into math because of racism. And yet, it's got to be something. And so it's got to be racism, according to the left. And then they wonder, why do people think of things in race? Why can't we stop all the hatred? Maybe it's because you're pushing the hatred. This is why Ron DeSantis has now signed into law the best-named act probably in history. It's pretty great. It's called the Stop Woke Act, which is pretty spectacular. Here's what Ron DeSantis had to say. The actual name of the bill is the Stop the Wrongs to Our Kids and Employees Act. Man, I want to come up with a bill that's called the Stop Bad Bleep Act. It'll be the longest acronym in history, but it'll be spectacular. Here's Ron DeSantis pushing it.
Today, we are going to be introducing to the public, and we have legislators who are going to help us with this, a new piece of legislation for the upcoming legislative session called Stop Wrongs Against Our Kids and Employees Act, the Stop Woke Act. And this will do a number of things that are very important. One, it will put into statute the Department of Education's prohibition on CRT in K through 12 schools. No taxpayer dollars should be used to teach our kids to hate our country or to hate each other.
All righty, so he is right about this. And by the way, this attempt to racialize everything is going to fail in the United States. It's not something that people are interested in. This bill would give parents a private right of action to sue if they believe that their kids are being taught critical race theory, as well as let parents collect attorney's fees if they win the lawsuit. So it would also apply to the workplace. So you'd be able to sue your employer if they're trying to cram down CRT on you in violation of civil rights law. Naturally, Wajahat Ali, who's never met anything he doesn't call a racist dog whistle, calls it a racist dog whistle. And then people are suggesting that it's a fake problem. It is not a fake problem. It exists at nearly every major company in America, this kind of training. It exists at all of the schools. And so pushing back against it, it's going to make Ron DeSantis quite popular. He knows it. So that is good stuff. The backlash is coming. And it should come, by the way, because this is all idiotic. You know, in order to there from being racially disparate statistics in terms of achievement, now you've got Harvard that's not going to require either the SAT or the ACT through 2026. So how exactly are they going to tell who should get into Harvard anymore? I mean, the explicit attempt here is to get rid of any sort of hard standard for how people can be judged to be smart or not. Harvard Dean of Admissions and Financial Aid, William Fitzsimmons, said, quote, students who do not submit standardized test scores will not be disadvantaged in their application process. So what exactly does that mean? According to the Washington Post, for college-bound students, this new reality could prove liberating or daunting, or both, as they weigh whether to send that 1,200, 1,300, or 1,400 on the SAT, or to send nothing at all. So how exactly are they going to determine whether kids are smart or not? Right, GPA alone ain't going to do it, because there is a wide differential in terms of the kind of schools that people go to. Pretty incredible stuff. All because these low-level IQ tests, which is what the SAT and ACT are, all because people are insulted by the outcomes of the test. Alrighty, coming up, there's a professor over at the University of Miami Law School who says it's time to rewrite the First Amendment. We'll get to that in a moment. First, guys, this Christmas, give that special someone the luxurious, soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Naturally nude PJs are the key to a perfectly peaceful night's sleep, more comfortable than lingerie. The texture and touch of these pajamas is so silky, she'll never want to wear anything else. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. Order now for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Plus, they are backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. No risk, just pure luxury. In a year filled with the unexpected, get her something she can count on. But you need to order today because last year they did sell out before Christmas. You need to order right now. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. Tell them Ben Shapiro sent you. Again, that's pajamagram.com. They're luxurious. They're incredibly soft. They're incredibly comfortable. And they are backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. So there's no risk involved. It's a great Christmas gift. But make sure to order right now because they did sell out before Christmas last year. Go to pajamagram.com right now. Pajamagram.com and tell them you heard about it on The Ben Shapiro Show. Already coming up, a columnist suggests it's time to rewrite the First Amendment. What could go wrong? This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
The holidays are here, and you can achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Perfectly aged, tender, unforgettable, guaranteed delicious. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Sizzle into the search bar, and save over 50% with the perfect gift package for just $99.99. You'll get 24 entrees plus 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free with your order. Incredible flavor, value, and 100% guaranteed. We've all heard the reports about shipping delays, so don't wait. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword Sizzle.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, you know, one of the things that served American society pretty well is the First Amendment. But good news, we now have super smart people who are so much smarter than the founders. One of those people is Mary Ann Franks, the Michael R. Klein Distinguished Scholar Chair at the University of Miami School of Law. She's the author of a book called The Cult of the Constitution, Our Deadly Devotion to Guns and Free Speech. Well, okay. So she wants us to redo the First Amendment because she says that the First Amendment is deeply flawed. She says that these two amendments are highly susceptible to being read in isolation from the Constitution as a whole and from its commitments to equality and the collective good. Yeah, the Constitution is not about equality of outcome, like, at all. She says the First and Second Amendments tend to be interpreted in aggressively individualistic ways that ignore the reality of conflict among competing rights. This in turn allows the most powerful members of society to reap the benefits of these constitutional rights at the expense of vulnerable groups. Both amendments would be improved by explicitly situating individual rights within the framework of domestic tranquility and general welfare set out in the Constitution's preamble. So here is her suggested rewriting of the First Amendment. Every person has the right to freedom of expression, association, peaceful assembly, and petition of the government for redress of grievances, consistent with the right of others to the same, and subject to responsibility for abuses. All conflicts of such rights shall be resolved in accordance with the principle of equity and dignity of all persons. Oh, that's not a bunch of mush. That'll make things clearer. All conflicts between your rights to free speech and somebody else's right to equality and dignity will be resolved in accordance with those principles? What now? So let's say that I say something that offends you. I'm going to have to use this rubric to explain why I have a right to free speech. Because it has to be about the equality and dignity of others. I can't see how this will be a regime of censorship. She adds, both the freedom of religion and the freedom from religion shall be respected by the government. The government may not single out any religion for interference or endorsement, nor may it force any person to accept or adhere to any religious belief or practice. Well, there's only one problem with that, gang, because basically what she is then going to argue is that anything she doesn't like is backed by a religious motive. And once it's backed by a religious motive, then we have to pretend that it's barred by the Constitution. Of course, this is what the left wants. It sounds like the UN Declaration of Human Rights, which is a garbage piece. It's a garbage piece of quasi-legislation. Of course she wants to water down the First Amendment. The entire left would love to water down the First Amendment. mean, because under her rubric, you'd be allowed to ban hate speech, for example, and then expand the boundaries of hate speech to include all sorts of things that are not, in fact, hate speech. It is so funny. My friend Jeremy Boring was pointing this out yesterday. It's incredible how the left will say overtly radical things and then pretend that they are moderate. They'll say things like, we need transformational change, but we're moderate. And those two statements cannot coexist. I want to rewrite the First Amendment, but also, this is a reasonable moderate position? No. The answer is no. Already coming up, we'll be joined by Dr. Marty McCary. We'll talk about Omicron. How worried should you be? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Green Air, your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is our favorite doctor, Dr. Marty McCary. Well, second favorite doctor. We do love Dr. Jill Biden. She is such an excellent medical surgeon. Dr. Marty McCary is a surgeon, professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins University, editor-in-chief of MedPage Today, New York Times bestselling author of The Price We Pay. Dr. McCary, thanks for joining us as always.
Good to be with you, Ben.
So let's talk about Omicron. It's the scariest thing since anything. We should all be absolutely panicked. We should be cutting off our own heads and running around like chickens. It's a bizarre reaction to a virus that seems highly transmissible and very not deadly. Can we talk about what Omicron is and what Omicron isn't?
Sure. So we don't have to guess anymore about whether or not it's mild. The data now are pretty convincing because we've got laboratory data from the University of Hong Kong that shows that Omicron is not infecting the lung tissue at nearly the same rate. It's about 10% of what Delta was infecting in terms of infectivity rate. So the infection is replicating faster. Omicron is more concentrated in the upper airways, in the bronchus and nose, not in the lung tissue where you get severe disease. That means that it's more contagious because it's being blown out of your upper respiratory system better. And it also means that you don't get fever and severe illness from the deep. You don't get the cough like you do. You don't get the severe illness. So it all fits. The laboratory data now fits with the epidemiological data. The UK has 15 patients in the hospital with Omicron amidst a pretty massive outbreak. And it fits with the bedside observation of the doctors in South Africa. So it all fits now. We don't have to guess anymore. It's mild.
I mean, it is unbelievable, however, how the media keeps saying that the data are undecided. We have data from South Africa this morning that suggests that they have a hospitalization rate 3 weeks out from the original diagnosis and the original wave of 1.7%, as opposed to last time they had a big wave where the hospitalization rate was 19%. So this is right on the mark. I mean, if this thing is 10 times less likely to get into your lungs and cause a problem, that would make sense with the hospitalization data, which is 10 times less likely to be hospitalized. And yet the outsized panic that we're seeing is totally disconnected from the data. I mean, a few things can be obviously true. One, if you have a choice between being infected with Delta and Omicron, you take Omicron easily. I mean, there's just no question. Number two, because every single human apparently is going to get Omicron, that might mean that there are absolute numbers of death that are larger, because obviously if the denominator is larger, even if the rate is smaller, that means that the numerator is also going to be larger in absolute terms, right? If you've got 1 million people who get a disease as opposed to 100 people who get a disease, 100 people getting a disease with a 100% fatality rate might mean 100 people dead. 1 million people getting a disease with a 1% fatality rate is going to mean, you know, 1,000 or 10,000 people dead. I'm trying to do my math in my head here. The bottom line is that the absolute numbers might be high, but that doesn't mean the risk to you is particularly high. And it also means that the measures that are being suggested right now, I don't even understand how they're expected to work. There is no evidence that, for example, cloth or surgical masks did anything against Delta. The only mask study that was done that suggests efficacy for cloth or surgical masks was done against the original variant, not against Delta, which was twice as infectious. And this is apparently 70 times as infectious.
Yeah, and we are, by the way, on the masks, we are now learning about the downside of masks. A Brown University study just came out showing significant cognitive, motor, and learning deficits among children born during the pandemic versus pre-pandemic. Now, you're thinking, kids who are born during the pandemic can only be up to 2 years of age, but they're not visualizing people's faces. They're not visualizing the phonation of words. They're losing that human connection. So we're learning a lot about the downsides of masks at the same time. I'm equally perplexed at the response of the Biden administration and public health officials. They see Omicron. They cherry pick the data. They're not going to tell you about the Hong Kong study that is really not infecting lung tissue. They're not going to tell you about what's happening in the epicenter of Gauteng, South Africa, which, as you described, was a real boom and bust with no burden on the hospitalizations. They're not going to tell you about their own study at the NIH that I don't even know if Fauci has read this study. I don't know how he can have time. But the study shows that your T cells from having COVID are perfectly effective against Omicron. That is the deep immunity. The immunity protects you against severe disease. So you're seeing a cherry picking of information. Then they immediately go to boosters in everybody. Now look, if you're over 65 or you had the J&J, which probably should have been designed as a two-dose vaccine, yeah, you go ahead and get another dose. But for young people, colleges mandating boosters, there's absolutely no science. It's insane in people with natural immunity, which is about half of people. And they're not talking about these miracle drugs that cut COVID deaths to zero or near zero. Pfizer, Merck's drug, fluvoxamine that's already on the shelf. How does a human being sit on an application of a life-saving drug as all these people are dying that works against any variant and doesn't even talk about it as these people are dying?
We'll jump right back in with Dr. McCary in just one moment. First, life insurance. You need it because you're a responsible human being. So why exactly would you go through life knowing that if, God forbid, an anvil were to fall from the sky and hit you directly in the cranium, that you wouldn't have taken care of your family? Make sure that you have life insurance by heading on over to PolicyGenius.com. Go to PolicyGenius.com, answer a few questions about yourself. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need. Compare personalized quotes to save and find your best price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. Their licensed experts will work with you to understand your options, apply for a policy, and then they help you because they're working with you, not the insurance companies. You can trust them to offer unbiased help, advocate for you every step until you're covered. Policy Genius doesn't add on extra fees or sell your information to third parties. They have thousands of five-star reviews across Trustpilot and Google. Since 2014, Policy Genius has helped over 30 million people shop for insurance. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Go check them out right now. PolicyGenius.com. Get your free life insurance quote. See how much money you can save. Protect your family today. PolicyGenius.com. And Dr. McCary, there have been three separate sort of suggestions as to what people can do other than masking. And they always keep going back to the masking as though the masking is the be-all, end-all. The original purpose of the masking was to prevent the widespread transmission. It's widespread. It's endemic now. And so then it was, okay, well, you got to mask because you're going to overwhelm the hospital system. But we have not seen the hospital system overwhelmed in South Africa, as you mentioned. We're not seeing the hospital system overwhelmed in the UK. So now they've moved on to, well, maybe we need vaccine passports. Well, one thing that we know about Omicron is it don't care. If you're vaccinated, you're going to get Omicron. If you're not vaccinated, you're going to get Omicron, right? The data right now are showing that the two-dose vaccine from Pfizer is only about 33% effective against infection, which means it's not effective against infection. And we're seeing massive outbreaks of Omicron in significantly vaccinated areas, like over in Cornell, in Ithaca. 97% of the population is vaccinated, massive outbreak of Omicron. And yet we're still seeing people push vaccine passports, for example.
And they're telling the students to retreat back into their bunker. They're still screening healthy people who are low risk, who have immunity, to quarantine and solitary confinement for 14 days. We have a pandemic of lunacy. And I think the idea that was created was that vaccines were going to somehow prevent you from getting COVID. We should have never had that expectation out there. It's like saying we're going to prevent these waves from crashing on the beach by creating a barrier of tissue paper. I mean, you will still get COVID because it's highly contagious. What we've never heard from our public health officials, and I keep, when we talk at very high levels in the scientific community, I tell them, stop being so fixated on antibodies. There's two forms of immunity, antibodies and the T cells, which take a few days to kick in. It's the heavy artillery. It protects you against severe disease. Instead, they're so focused on keeping those antibody levels high, you can't keep them high forever unless you get a booster every Monday morning when you show up at work.
So that was the second sort of push, right? So they had the vaccine passport push, completely irrelevant because people – contra Joe Biden, who's now contradicting his own CDC, vaccinations are not going to prevent you from getting infected. Two, they started pushing boosters. So the idea was, well, if you boost, then this will end the pandemic. Okay, number one, as you've mentioned, if you're elderly or immunocompromised, you should probably have a booster anyway. But if you're not, then what is the evidence that, like, are we aware that boosters are preventing infection in a way that the two-dose is not preventing infection? Like, a booster will prevent you from getting infection? And also, are boosters actively making you more likely to fight off an infection once you get it?
They really don't prevent you from getting the infection, except maybe in the first 2 to 3 months when those antibody levels stay high, it sort of fends it off a little better. But that's not sustainable. So here's why boosters can help in older people and why they're useless in most younger people. And in older people, we probably got the vaccine interval wrong. You know, telling people to come back in 3 or 4 weeks, really what happened was those two doses are functioning as one primer dose. We should have spaced them out more. And because we didn't, seniors need a second dose to get better immunity. Now, the first two doses give pretty decent immunity, but if we really want to protect them against Delta, which is their threat, they can get a booster. For young people, study just came out of Germany that no healthy child has died in that country, ages 5 through 17. So you can give them one dose, two dose, or 50 doses. It's not going to lower a mortality rate of zero in that population.
So the final thing that they've been pushing is, of course, the continued push for vaccinations. And we all, I think, agree, who are pro-vaccine, that vaccinations are a good thing. However, I'm just wondering, Joe Biden is now saying that Omicron is an excuse for vaccination. Why? It seems to me that Omicron is a far worse excuse for vaccination than the original variant or Delta. So in other words, most of the people who are not getting vaccinated are not getting vaccinated specifically not because they wish to avoid an infection, but because they don't care if they do get infected. They are not really afraid of being infected. They think that they would rather be infected if given the choice between being infected and having the vaccine. They would rather be infected and take their chances. Well, Omicron is like 10 times less severe than Delta. So the rise of Omicron actually makes a far weaker case for why people should get vaccinated than the original Delta variant did.
That's right. And for most of the world, half of whom are not fully vaccinated, Omicron can have a silver lining. That is, it's going to confer some degree of immunity. You know, the very first thing they started talking about was vaccination. And if I would have been in their shoes, I would have started talking about how now we have two antiviral medications that are pan-coronavirus antiviral medications. They work against all variants, both of which have amazing data, and they're both of which have applications sitting on the desk of some bureaucrat at the CDC. Remember, there and at the FDA, there are four seasonal coronaviruses that have circulated for decades, and they are seasonal, and they cause 25% of the cases of the common cold collectively. This Omicron, or as I call it, Omicold, will become the fifth seasonal coronavirus.
Okay, so let's talk about that sort of shocking statistic the CDC put out, suggesting there'll be 15, 16,000 deaths a week, 2,200 deaths a day. So as I mentioned, that seems like just a function of the number of people who are going to get Omicron, and most of the people who die, I would assume, are going to be elderly, because throughout this entire pandemic, according to the CDC itself, the grand total number of Americans who have died under the age of 45 is something like 54,000 out of 800,000 dead. The vast majority of people who have died are people who are above the age of 65. And the chances that you are going to die if you're in that age group, period, are just way higher than if you're younger. So with all of that said, you know, what exactly – is there anything we should be doing at this point? And is the CDC right? Do you think that those numbers are going to spike to above 2,000 a day? And who will those 2,000 people be?
I don't think the CDC is right because they continually ignore natural immunity, which is probably more than half of the unvaccinated. Now, we do have a problem in the United States, and the problem is that there's a segment of the population between the ages of roughly 45 to 65 who are adults with no immunity, no vaccine immunity, no natural immunity. It's a holdout group. It's about 20 million Americans, and they are still getting the infection, and they're still showing up at the hospital sick with it. Some of them are having trouble breathing. We're still admitting people to an ICU. And for anyone in that group listening, I would encourage them to get at least one or two doses of the vaccine, because those patients are coming in with serious regrets that they didn't get vaccinated.
All right, it's Dr. Marty Makary. Go check out his book, The Price We Pay. He's editor-in-chief of MedPage today. Dr. Makary, great to speak to you as always.
Thanks so much, Ben.
In just a moment, we're going to get to Kim Kardashian's interview with Barry Weiss. But first, This holiday season, how about giving the gift of life by rescuing 10,000 babies' lives from abortion through ultrasound? When a woman considering abortion meets her baby on ultrasound, it's a game changer. She's much more likely to choose life. Preborn has saved hundreds and thousands of babies' lives through ultrasound. You can be a part of that. Would you join us? For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds and save 5 babies' lives. If you have the means, Preborn currently has clinics just waiting for ultrasound machines. These life-saving machines cost $15,000 right now through a match. Your tax-deductible donation of $7,500 will place a machine in a clinic, saving countless babies' lives. Preborn babies need our help. You know, the biggest factor in whether mom decides to terminate or not is how much she thinks of what is inside her as an independent human life. Ultrasounds are amazing because they basically make that question inarguable. Once you see an ultrasound of your kid, it makes it a lot harder to treat that as just some sort of free-floating, non-differentiated cell cluster. To donate, dial #250, say keyword baby, that is #250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben. That is preborn.com/Ben. Preborn is a 501c3 organization. Already coming up, Kim Kardashian's in a really interesting conversation with Barry Weiss. We'll go through some of it because she actually said some smart things. I know. I'm surprised too. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us, we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
9.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So my friend Barry Weiss did a really, really interesting interview with Kim Kardashian. And you know, I know. We're going to talk about Kim Kardashian, but it's a thing. So here's the thing. Kim Kardashian is an insanely famous human being. The number of social media followers she has is just beyond crazy. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of millions of people who follow her on various social media outlets. And She's been involved in politics in some kind of interesting and weird ways. Obviously, Kim Kardashian worked with the Trump administration to do criminal justice reform. Now, I have very serious problems with the actual policy of criminal justice reform, like real problems with it. I think that criminal justice reform is rooted in the notion that we have this prison pipeline, and the entire interest of the American system is in keeping people in prison who are innocent and ought to be out on the streets. There may be isolated cases where people ought to be released because they've been rehabilitated, but the vast majority of people who are in prison for a pretty damn good reason, and releasing them back out onto the streets is only going to result in higher levels of crime because recidivism rates are very, very high. So I'm not a big fan of criminal justice reform, but Kim Kardashian actually has some interesting things to say about how to work across the aisle, and they're much more, I would say, well-spoken and effective in how most people think in terms of American politics these days. So Barry Weiss asked Kim Kardashian about the criticism she received for working with Trump and for normalizing him. And Kim Kardashian said, "I really don't care about the criticism. I mean, my reputation over someone's life? Destroy me then. I don't care. It was not even an option. And he did the right thing. I'm just about doing the right thing. I'm really not about politics at all. It's really about the people inside. If I can do anything, no matter if it's Obama, Biden, Trump, I'm willing to work with anybody. It's not really about being liked. If I could change someone's life, that's what it's about for me." And so Barry Weiss followed up on that by saying, well, you know, you've been sort of hit by cancel culture. Cancel culture has come after you for a variety of reasons. And again, Kim Kardashian sounds kind of like a sane and rational human being. You know, because, you know, there was one time where people attacked her because she had named her company Kimono. They said it was cultural appropriation. And she said, well, I guess I'll change that. But then there have been other times where people accuse her of that. And she's like, nah, here's what she had to say. When it comes to something as serious as cultural appropriation, even if I know my intentions are good, I never want to take anything lightly. In the instance of Kimono and changing that name, it was an innocent name that the team came up with. When I got a letter from Japanese officials, I took it extremely seriously. It wasn't a question. I effectively halted production. There were a lot of pieces in production. I said, give me a week. I thought of a new name. Anything that is starting a business knows how difficult it is to come up with a name and the trademarking and everything, but it wasn't an option not to. But here's where it gets interesting. She says, still, if I worried about every last thing someone said and I had to try to change it, I would never be me. Anyone wouldn't be them. That's why I think cancel culture is the most ridiculous thing, because I really do believe, and you and I have been at several dinners together where people are discussing their thoughts on it, in rehabilitation and freedom of speech. I've never really been into cancel culture. She says, I believe if we cancel someone for something they had done or said in their past, we're not inviting them into the conversation to really understand. It depends on the situation. Again, this is Kim Kardashian, who is sounding a lot more sane than people on the radical left, who I'm sure she is surrounded by constantly. You might not care if it's absolutely ridiculous, she says, but it's a fine line. It's what you were asking in the original question. When do you let something go and when do you have a thick skin and not care what people say about you? The more I don't care about fame, the less I care to correct people. I don't really care what people think about me. There's some times where I say, okay, I completely understand how you would feel like this is disrespectful and I will absolutely change this. I own up to my mistakes. I try not to make them again. But I think if you don't have these conversations with people, how are they ever going to change something that isn't right? And then she responded to Barry Weiss's comments about Kanye West. So she asked about Kanye wearing a MAGA hat on SNL. Right? This is a very famous moment in sort of American cultural history, one of the oddities of the last several years. Kim Kardashian said, I was very nervous. I didn't want him to wear the red hat. I'm not really a rule breaker, so my personality would be like, okay, you guys don't like the red hat, I'll take it off. I remember other people were around. It became a thing where he wasn't going to go on because he wanted to be who he is. I'm very neutral, but that night I was very forceful with him. I argued with him like, you have to take that hat off. And now looking back, I think, why should he take that off if that's what he believes in? Why can't he wear that on TV? Half the country voted for him, so clearly other people like him. Kim Kardashian says, I learned a lot from that situation. No matter what, it taught me to be a little more empathetic for people that just want to do what they want to do, freedom of speech. And if you want to wear the hat, wear the hat. I respect the fact he knew exactly what he believed in and always stood by that. To me, that's a good quality to have, no matter who is against you and no matter what the circumstances are. I think it's just admirable and it's a really cool quality. Even if it's not what I agree with or even if I would have done it differently, I think it's commendable. So, honestly, good for her. Seriously, good for her. And Kim Kardashian sounds a hell of a lot more grounded than half the people that you see on the left. Like that is a positive. And we need more celebrities who are willing to do this sort of stuff. It is amazing, by the way, how many celebrities you'll talk to, people who are overtly conservative, and they are so afraid of the blowback. But this is the thing. If we have more celebrities who just say, listen, come after me, do what you will, but I'm just going to still be here when this is all over, this would be over. All it takes is some people standing up and saying no. Kim Kardashian actually did. She stood up and she said, I have a priority. I don't agree with her priority. But she says, I'm going to work with Trump to do it. And if you don't like it, stuff it. Good for her. She sounds like actually a fairly well-grounded human being. Now, I'm not going to make any comments about her dating of Pete Davidson. I think that your decision-making politically and your decision-making in your personal life apparently are two completely separate things. Because, yeah, man, there are some decisions that are better than others. They didn't get into the Pete Davidson dating in this particular interview. Yeah. Harold and Maude, folks. All righty. Well, we'll be back here on Monday. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. In the meantime, head on over to dailywire.com/do not comply. We're at over 900,000 signatures at this point, aiming for 1 million by Christmas. So please help us out. dailywire.com/do not comply. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Waters. A federal appeals court panel ruling President Biden's vaccine mandate for larger private employers can take effect. Friday's 2-1 ruling from a panel of judges on the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals thus reverses a lower court ruling that had paused the requirement. Many conservative groups all around the nation are challenging the rule, which would apply to companies with at least 100 employees and affect about 85 million workers in America. They have vowed to appeal Friday's ruling to the Supreme Court. The mandate was originally scheduled to go into effect on January 4th. Also at townhall.com, we are now paying $1.12 more for gas than 1 year ago right now.
Since Monday, AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gas has decreased by 2 cents to $3.31, while gasoline demand increased. A typically growing demand and tight supply would support rising pump prices, but fluctuations in the price of crude oil have helped to put downward pressure on prices. However, this week, crude prices have risen above $70 per barrel, and if crude prices continue to climb, pump prices will likely follow suit. Highest price in California at $4.76 a gallon, lowest in Texas at $2.90. Ron DeRockster reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he will seek $300 million in state funding over 3 years to boost law enforcement efforts to combat retail theft. State has been stung by the recent smash and grab robberies. Newsom proposing giving $255 million in grants to law enforcement agencies to put more police in the stores. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
President Biden Friday delivering a commencement address at a historically black university and handed a diploma to a member of Congress.
At South Carolina State University, the president told graduates that America must blot out racism.
We cannot, we must not give hate any safe harbor.
And he vowed to keep pushing for police reform and election reform.
We're going to keep up the fight until we get it done.
South Carolina State is Congressman Jim Clyburn's alma mater, but he didn't march when he graduated 60 years ago. So the president formally handed Clyburn his diploma at the ceremony. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Boeing is suspending a company vaccination requirement for all U.S.-based employees. The aerospace giant adopting a vaccine mandate in October That was in compliance with the federal executive order. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The union vying to represent Starbucks employees objecting to the results of elections at two Buffalo, New York area stores. John Scott explained.
The union says the coffee retailer waged a shock and awe campaign meant to dissuade workers from voting to unionize. The claims are made in objections filed with the National Labor Relations Board. Starbucks hasn't responded to a request for comment. Employees at a Buffalo Starbucks voted in favor of a union last week, becoming the first in the U.S. to do so. But Workers United says the company's intimidation tactics affected the other stores where votes either failed or weren't immediately determined. The NLRB will decide whether to schedule a new election. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street numbers for Friday. The Dow lost 532 points. NASDAQ was off 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. For peace of mind, whenever you go online, visit expressvpn.com/Ben. Alrighty, so, we're all supposed to panic. Right, panic, panic, everybody panic. Hey, this is the tenor in the media today. The entire media are now under the impression that we are all going to die of COVID. Now, this is not a change from the entire history of the pandemic. At the beginning, we were all going to die of COVID, but we didn't know anything. Then we knew that if you were young and healthy, the chances were very, very low that you were going to die of COVID. It didn't matter. The media continued to proclaim that you were going to die of COVID because COVID was super duper duper scary, no matter the fact that if you were young, you had about 1,000 times less a chance of dying than if you were elderly in the United States, or that if you were obese, you had a far higher chance of dying than if you were healthy. Right? There are very obvious striations in terms of risk when it came to COVID from the very start, and the media just fibbed about it. They would have on doctors, they'd have on Fauci, or they'd have on Robert Redfield. They'd have on people who would just say things like, well, you know, you could die. And it's like, well, that doesn't help me at all. I need an actual risk assessment. It's true. Any possible day I could die. Any moment I could die, right? Lightning bolt comes down from the sky, hits you, and you're dead. That could happen. But nobody lives their life in fear of the lightning bolt. So the question is whether we are talking about a lightning bolt coming down from the sky, or whether we are talking about the chances that you're going to get hit by a car, or whether we're talking about the chances that you're going to die of cancer over the course of your lifetime. So what exactly are the chances here? And the media continually refuse to assess the risk. Well, now they're doing the exact same thing with Omicron, right? Omicron is supposed to be the scariest thing ever. And the reason that Omicron is super scary is because it is evading vaccines when it comes to preventing infection, and because it is really, really transmissible. And so everybody's going to get it. Now, your first question should be, when somebody says you are about to get hit with a virus, your first question should be, okay, how bad is it going to be? That would be the normal first question. Right? You're going to get hit with a virus. I want to know whether the virus is Ebola or whether the virus is the common cold. Which one is it? And if somebody told you, you are going to get the common cold this year, live in fear, you'd be like, no. I'm going to be fine. I probably won't even stay home from the office. I'm just going to take a little DayQuil and go into the office, because it turns out that even if I give it to everybody else in the office and they all get the common cold, then whatever, man, because that's life. You know, we can't all live in a society together without some people getting mild illness sometimes, right? That's just a normal fact of everyday life. We've forgotten about all that. The media have decided that anytime there is a mild illness that everybody is going to get, we're supposed to freak out. So, you see headlines like this. COVID surge is gripping New York City ahead of the holidays. We've never seen this before. Alexandra Marquez writing for CNBC.com. New York City's COVID-19 positivity rate doubled in just 3 days as the city battles a virus surge ahead of the holidays. Dr. Jay Varma, a top health advisor to Mayor Bill de Blasio, tweeted Thursday, we've never seen this before in New York City. From December 9th to December 12th, the percentage of positive tests in the city spiked from 3.9% to 7.8%. Varma said this is SARS-CoV-2 evading both vaccine and virus-induced immunity against infection, unlike any variant before. Now notice, he's not saying that it is evading vaccine or virus-induced immunity against hospitalization and death, which is the thing you actually care about. Again, if I were going to tell you that you already had COVID, that means that if you get COVID again, you're not going to die, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're going to be sick for like a day. You're like, okay, well, you know, that's life. But the way that they constantly conflate in the media immunity against infection versus immunity against hospitalization and death. I don't care about being infected with the virus if it means that I have the sniffles. I don't care. And no one else should care because that is just called life. But we're supposed to care now because we have been trained by the media and by our government that the government can stop this thing. Again, I keep saying it because it's true. There's a fundamental lie we were told from day one, and that's if you listen to the government enough, the virus will just go away. It will just stop. That is not correct. It is not true. It has never been true. It is certainly not true now, which means that we're going to have to live with the virus. Good news. The virus you have to live with now is so much milder than the original variant that it is in most cases asymptomatic or common cold-like, according to the latest data. And yet we're supposed to treat it as though it's going to kill everybody for purposes of telling you to mask up and lock down, and even if you're vaxxed, you're supposed to stay away from people. Like, all of this is nonsense. I'm just telling you, it's nonsense. Like, the measures that are being recommended right now by your public health establishment are completely disconnected from the conditions on the ground. They're completely disconnected from the data on Omicron. They're completely disconnected. They've been disconnected for a while. Okay, they were disconnected once the vaccines came out, and then they were disconnected with regard to Delta. Still, there are zero studies, showing that any mask short of a KN95 stops Delta. Forget about Omicron. Omicron, by the way, is 70 times more infectious than Delta. We still don't have a study. That study from Malaysia, the one that they're constantly citing about how effective masks are, and there are serious questions about that study in the first place. I looked at that study. It is not a particularly well-constructed study. Even if you take the bottom line results at face value, that was a test that was done before the rise of Delta. I asked the study authors myself. Delta was something like 40 times as infectious as the original virus. And now you have a virus that's like 70 times as infectious as Delta. And you're telling me that your stupid surgical mask is going to stop that if we all wear the surgical mask enough? Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that. I mean, we are seeing this thing spread like nobody's business. And guess what? People are generally not dying. That's what the data are showing. But again, the media have to push this thing like it's the end of the world. Positivity rates are rising, says CNBC, as the Omicron variant spreads. According to data released Wednesday from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, New York and New Jersey are the two states with the most rapid spread of the newly identified variant. Okay, by the way, this should show you that all of the government's talk about how lockdown measures are going to save us all. You notice two of the most lockdown states still are New Jersey and New York in the country. They're also two of the states with the highest vaccination rates. So what happened? What happened? We were told that if we did all of the things, you would protect us. Weird, because they did all the things in New York. They did all the things in New Jersey. And guess what? It's real cold outside. So everybody's going inside, and they're all getting infected with the virus. Just as I said they would. Because that's what the data show. See, all along the line here, I have just been following the data, the actual underlying data. That's what I care about. I don't care about the politics of masking. I don't care about the politics of lockdowns. I don't care about any of the politics of it, because it's irrelevant. The question is going to be how you balance the everyday needs of Americans with the risk factors from the virus. And all balances were deemed verboten from day one by the media and by the government. If you said we have to balance these two factors, how you live your life and the risks of the virus, they would say, no. You have to treat the risks of the virus not only as completely outsized, like wildly out of proportion with what the actual risks of the virus are, you have to completely disregard any other associated costs. And if you don't do that, you're a bad person. If you don't do that, you want to kill grandma. This was the line. And they're still using that same line. And somehow idiots are falling for it. It's amazing to me. Somehow people are still falling for this thing. Listen, if you are elderly, you should be scared of pretty much anything that is disease related. It's funny. I was at dinner last night with an ophthalmologist friend, and he has a really large practice. And he was talking. He gave me a statistic I found fascinating. The dirty little secret about medicine in the United States is that the people in the United States who die are old. Now, I know that's a shock to you, but that is the reality. Whenever you hear that something kills a lot of Americans, understand that virtually everything we are talking about is a thing that kills a lot of old Americans. Because it turns out, as you get old, you get closer to death. I know, it's shocking. It's shocking. How dare we mention the fact that as you get older, you are probably going to die at a higher rate than if you are 30. I know, this is devastating news to all of us who know this from the time that we are small children. That if you die at your chances of dying at 91 are not the same as your chance of dying at 11, right? Like, we all know this. But when we mention it, it's kind of awkward. Okay, so here's the stat. You ready for this? What is the surgery with the highest associated rate of death? The surgery in the United States, after which people tend to die most often. What do you think it is? The answer? Cataract surgery. Now, cataract surgery is like an outpatient procedure where very often you don't even have to be anesthetized. Now, cataract surgery is not a major procedure. So why is everybody dying after a cataract surgery? Why do so many people die after it? Because they're all 90. That's why you have cataracts in the first place. You have cataracts in the first place because you're 90. And then you die because you're 90. Not because of the cataracts. Okay, so this is true with virtually everything in American life, right? We talked about this a few days ago. There's a big headline in the New York Times. One out of 100 people who are above the age of 65 in the United States died of COVID last year. You're like, right, but how many people above the age of 65 die every year in the United States? And the answer is 4. Right? 1 out of 25 people above the age of 65 will die in the United States. Why? Because there are a lot of people above the age of 65 who are 80. There are a lot of people above the age of 65 who are 90. So, yeah, that is not a shocking statistic, particularly. The reason this makes a difference, folks, is because when you are constructing systems for the entirety of humanity, when you're constructing systems that don't just affect 80-year-olds in nursing homes, but affect 30-year-olds at work or 5-year-olds at school, and you don't treat them differently, it's because you are doing bad public policy. It's because you're an ignoramus or you're badly motivated. Those are the only two possibilities here. It is certainly not driven by public health. But they're going to panic you. This is the only way that they can control you. According to Dr. Dave A. Choksi, commissioner of the New York City Health Department, Omicron is here in New York City. It is spreading quickly. De Blasio and his health advisors at the briefing expressed concern ahead of the holiday season. Demand for testing has increased following a few major events, including last weekend's annual SantaCon pub crawl event. He said, we're seeing a surge ahead of the holidays. I do expect cases will continue to increase in the coming days. De Blasio announced that they're going to increase their testing capacity. Good luck. I mean, I'm sorry, but the testing, you can't test and trace. It ain't going to make a difference. This thing spreads too fast. Right now in South Korea, they can't slow down COVID-19. More than 80% of South Korea is dosed already. Two doses. But they're now reinstituting restrictions based on Omicron. In recent days, health officials accelerated the timetable for adults to get a booster down to 3 months from a prior wait of 5 months. Teens must now get vaccinated by February or face penalties. Starting next month, one South Korean city will use facial recognition technology to automate contact tracing as a way to speed up investigations. You know what all this is going to accomplish? Pretty much nil, because Omicron is going to hit everyone. Everyone is going to get it. And for virtually everyone, it's going to be asymptomatic or a cold. Hey, Dr. Marty McCarry, I talked to him yesterday about this. Hey, Dr. McCarry is calling it the Omicold, because for a huge, huge, huge majority of people, you're going to get the sniffles. That's it. And vaccines are not going to prevent you from getting the sniffles. So all of the tactics that are designed to get you to boost, for example, you have to have a booster or you can't go to a restaurant. Why? Explain. Truly explain. I want to know. Does it radically reduce your risk of COVID death to get a booster? Not if you're 30, it doesn't. Not according to the stats provided by the manufacturers of the vaccine. Hey, how about, is it going to reduce transmission? Nope, not with Omicron, it ain't. Because the evidence is showing that, for example, BuzzFeed, New York City holiday party, it's a COVID super spreader event. According to Mediaite, several BuzzFeed staffers have been infected with COVID-19 following the company's holiday party in Manhattan last week. Three BuzzFeed employees who tested positive following the party told Insider they were vaccinated. They received their boosters prior to getting COVID-19 at the event. So are they hospitalized or dying? No, they are experiencing mild symptoms. Apparently, BuzzFeed responded by putting a temporary freeze on group meetings over 6 people, requiring masks in the office until further notice, freezing all non-essential business travel until the New Year. None of this is going to help. None of it. None of it. Omicron is too infectious. End of story. Again, just assume you're going to get immunity from the virus one way or another. We're done. But we're not done, because they'll never let it be done. See, here is the thing. It's an amazing logical flip that they've made. Okay, the idea is, in order to prevent forever lockdown, we must lock you down indefinitely. Like, at what point do you say we're done? The answer is at no point do you say we're done. Ever, 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 ever. Because of Omicron. So I'm looking at the South African stats right now. Okay, South Africa started to spike in terms of cases basically mid-November. So they went from their 7-day running average of cases being essentially 245, 275, somewhere in that neighborhood at the beginning of November. And then mid to late November, about a month ago, it spiked. It started to spike. It went up to 687 new cases per day. And then you had 8,000 new cases per day by the end of November. And today you have about 25,000 new cases per day in South Africa, right? So it started to spike at the end of December. At the end of November, mid-November, about a month ago. This is when we started to see this.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a local mortgage company and why Megastar Financial.
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, but whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The holidays are here, and you can achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Perfectly aged, tender, unforgettable, guaranteed delicious. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Sizzle into the search bar, and save over 50% with the perfect gift package for just $99.99. You'll get 24 entrees plus 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free with your order. Incredible flavor, value, and 100% guaranteed. We've all heard the reports about shipping delays, so don't wait. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword Sizzle.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Omicron is spreading super fast, but it's killing pretty much no one. According to The Hill, a new study says that while the COVID-19 Omicron variant infects the human body 70 times faster than previous coronavirus strains, the infections appear to be less severe. Researchers from the University of Hong Kong's LKS Faculty of Medicine found that after 24 hours of infection, the Omicron variant multiplied in the human bronchus 70 times faster than the Delta variant and the original coronavirus strain. That means basically in your throat. They also discovered that the Omicron infection in the lungs was significantly lower than the initial COVID-19 strain. Okay, well, that would be the thing, right? If you look at, my wife was showing me x-rays of this the other day, what a typical Delta or original variant COVID patient with severe COVID ends up looking like. And the lungs are pretty heavily damaged, right? You can see the cloudiness of the lungs because this is a respiratory ailment. When people die of COVID, it's because they're having respiratory problems. Okay, well, if it's not affecting the lungs, who cares? You have like a mild cough, you have like a cold. The strain replicated in human lung tissue at a rate that was more than 10 times lower than the original COVID-19 strain, which suggests it may cause less severe illness. Okay, so here's what we know. Super infectious, going to be almost impossible to stop people from getting it because it is resistant to the vaccines in terms of infection. According to a study authored by more than 20 scientists at Columbia and University of Hong Kong, a striking feature of the variants is the large number of spike mutations that pose a threat to the efficacy of current COVID-19 vaccines and antibody therapies, because the way that the vaccines were constructed is they were constructed to target spike proteins to resist infection, right? But this particular mutation has evolved to become less deadly, but more infectious, which is very often how these viruses work, right? If you're a virus, and well, I understand viruses don't have brains, but if you are thinking in sort of the Richard Dawkins selfish gene notion. If these viruses are attempting to replicate, then the goal would not be to kill the host. It would be to get the host to infect as many human beings as possible. So that means that viruses tend to become more infectious and less deadly over time. So this would not be a giant shock. Okay, so what it did is it mutated to target a bunch of spike proteins. So the ones that were resistant are now being avoided. And so it could greatly compromise the vaccine in terms of the infection. But remember, that's not all the vaccines do. The vaccines don't just target the spike protein to prevent infection. They also generated an immune response. This is what vaccines are meant to do. They generate an immune response that is then understood by the body. You get T cell immunity and B cell immunity. You get memory cell immunity. So the body knows how to fight it now. Basically, vaccines do a couple of things. To prevent infection, they target the spike proteins that can prevent the infection, but they also train the body so that the body remembers how to fight the infection once the infection occurs. It's basically like a dojo for your body's immune system. And so this is what we've seen. We've seen that Pfizer, for example, the resistance rate to infection for two doses has dropped to like 33% for people with Omicron. So you're probably going to get infected even if you have two doses. But it also means that the resilience against hospitalization and death remains incredibly high. Right. There is a there's an article over at MedPage today talking about the early data with regard to Omicron and how exactly the vaccines are responding to it. Two-dose series performs well in real-world analysis from South Africa's largest health insurer. An analysis by insurer Discovery Health from the first 3 weeks of the Omicron wave showed 70% protection against hospitalization for those who received the two-dose series compared with the unvaccinated. Though that's a decline from the 93% protection seen during Delta, it's still regarded as very good protection, according to the report, which was published in a press release on the company's website. Protection against hospitalization was maintained across all people aged 18 to 79. There's slightly lower level of protection for those aged 60 to 69, about 67%, and 70 to 79, 59%, according to data shared during the briefing. Overall protection against infection fell to 33%. So what does that mean? It means that there's a good shot that even if you're double dosed, even if you're triple dosed, that you will get infected, but the chances that you're going to die are really low. And the reason they're low is because, number one, the disease itself is now less deadly. And number two, because you have retained prior immunity against actual hospitalization and death, which is the thing we used to care about. And we'll get new data, I'm sure, very soon, as to whether the Pfizer pill will still apply against Omicron. But again, Omicron is likely not going to kill you because most cases are like a severe cold. Alrighty, coming up, we know everybody's going to get Omicron, but just how mild is Omicron? Well, the answer, kind of mild. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Redding Garden of Ice is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane in Redding, also in Roseville and Petaluma, has the perfect Christmas gift this holiday season. A High Noble Safe. Or choose another high-quality safe from Browning, American Security, and Canon. High Noble Safe Company also offers delivery, moving, and repair services. Merry Christmas from High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane in Redding, also in Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever changing.
just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So everybody is panicking about Omicron because everyone's going to get Omicron, but there's some good news. Very few people are going to die of Omicron. According to Professor Tim Spector, most cases now appear like a severe cold. Omicron appears to produce fairly mild illness. He's the chief scientist on the ZOE app, which is a major study that tracks COVID symptoms. He says the majority of infected people no longer have the classical triad of persistent cough, fever, and loss of smell and taste. He says his team has yet to gather complete data on Omicron symptoms, but initial findings suggest they are not much different from Delta, which already showed milder and more cold-like symptoms than previous variants as well. So what should you look for? Sneezing, headache, runny nose, sore throat, etc. Yeah, but the media, again, they continue to cover this as though it's the end of the world. And they're using the uncertainty as the lever for power here. Right? Yeah, sure, it looks like the data are that Omicron isn't going to kill, like, a lot of people in terms of infection fatality rate. But we don't know. So, as out of an abundance of caution, never live life again. Just shut everything down. Take measures that clearly are not going to stop Omicron so that you have made your sacrifice to the pagan gods. Just do it. And then you'll feel better about yourself. You'll feel like you've done everything you could do. Okay, now, this is craziness. It really, really is. So here's the deal. The CDC is suggesting that 18,500 people could be dying per week. The reason that they are suggesting this is because the thing is so infectious. So according to the Daily Mail, grim new figures from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have predicted that U.S. COVID-19 deaths will soar by 73% to 15,600 a week by January 8th. Cases will rocket to 1.3 million a week by Christmas Day. The agency revealed its projections on Wednesday afternoon that show America will suffer up to 15,600 new COVID deaths a week as of January 8th, or 2,200 deaths per day, a 58% increase from 8,900 deaths currently being recorded each week, which is equivalent to about 1,285 deaths per day. Hey, so why? The answer is because every single human will get Omicron. Okay, so here's the question. What are you going to do? Really, what are you going to do? Because what we're talking about, there's people don't understand base rates. They really don't. So infection fatality rate means your chances of dying if you are infected. The infection fatality rate on Omicron appears to be significantly lower than Delta. We had already lowered the infection fatality rate on Delta for the vaccinated dramatically. But Omicron appears to be way lower than that, which means that your chances, if you get Omicron, of dying or being hospitalized are extraordinarily low. But if every human being on planet Earth gets Omicron, an absolute number of people who die will be higher. Those people will generally be immunocompromised or old. Okay, that's just the reality of the situation. Now, what are you going to do about it? So what they have decided is that they're going to tell you to mask up and never see another human being again. There's only one problem with that, which is that the data don't back that. You can ask everybody Really, you can ask everybody on Earth, and unless they're wearing N95s, you know, very, very strong particle filters, the chances that it's going to stop Omicron, which again is 70 times as infectious as Delta, and Delta was not even tested with regard to surgical masks. I'm not seeing the data to back this. I'm not. And I'm frankly kind of puzzled by the strategy here. By the way, in order to, before Omicron, because there's a study out by Aaron Prosser, Bartosz Helfer, and David Schreiner in MedRx, okay, which is the preprint server for health sciences. They tried to analyze the number of unvaccinated people who would need to be excluded to prevent SARS-CoV-2 transmissions, right, for vaccine passports. This is before Omicron, which is way more infectious, like so much more infectious that huge parties of people who are already vaccinated are getting it, okay, and triple vax are getting it. So this study suggests, this is before, remember, before Omicron, which is way more infectious, in order to prevent one infection, you would need to exclude 1,000 unvaccinated people. Quote, our study suggests that at least 1,000 unvaccinated people likely need to be excluded to prevent one SARS-CoV-2 transmission event in most types of setting for most jurisdictions, notably Australia, California, Canada, China, France, Israel, and others. So you'd have to exclude 1,000 humans who are unvaccinated to prevent one transmission. Now, what do you do with a variant that is way more infectious than Delta? Like, really, are lockdowns likely to work? And once again, let me point out that if you are young, you are, your chance of dying from Omicron if you're young are minute. By the way, even during the pandemic itself, like the worst of the pandemic, if you were 18 to 49, you were now more likely to die of fentanyl overdose than you were to die of COVID. This is according to Fox 10 Phoenix. Families Against Fentanyl released some stats. They showed that between 2020 and 2021, nearly 79,000 people between 18 and 45 died of fentanyl overdoses. The number of people who died of COVID-19 between those ages, between the dates January 1, 2020 and December 15, 2021, was 53,000. So not only did more people die of fentanyl overdose between 18 and 45 during that date, it was like 50% more people died of fentanyl overdose. Out of the 800,000 Americans who have died of COVID-19, this means of the 800,000 people, the grand total number of people under the age of 46 who have died of COVID is about 54,000, right? That, which, again, it is heavily striated toward the elderly because death is heavily striated toward the elderly. But instead of figuring out, okay, what do we need to do to theoretically protect the elderly more, instead, they're still trying to push lockdowns. Here's Joe Biden's spokeswoman yesterday, Karine Jean-Pierre, saying we can't rule out more lockdowns. Of course you can't, because you kind of want them. You've made a box and now you can't get out of it. You suggested you were going to end COVID. You certainly cannot end Omicron. And yet you have to maintain the myth.
As it relates to shutdowns, which is what I was trying to convey to Jeff as he asked me this question. Look, you know, we've been very clear. Dr. Fauci has been very clear. Our public health experts have been very clear. We know what works. And we're going to continue to do what works, which is making sure that, you know, we do everything we can to get folks vaccinated. We're at 71% of people being fully vaccinated. That's a huge difference to where we were a year ago. As I just stated, a year ago, we were at less than 1%.
Okay, but I've noticed that it's spiking in places where people are vaccinated. So what exactly is your goal? If your goal is to prevent hospitalization and death, I agree. People should vaccinate. I've been saying this all the way throughout the pandemic. That as soon as the vaccines were available, I thought that people should get the vaccines. However, now you're talking about taking measures that are not likely to prevent transmission. You're not going to end all of this. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? According to the New York Times, breakthrough infections are common. This week, Denmark reported that three quarters of Omicron cases occurred in people who had received two vaccine doses. A recent outbreak at Cornell may have been driven by Omicron. 97% of the population at Cornell is vaccinated. So, what exactly is your plan? Seriously, what's your plan? Because I've been saying for a long time that when it comes to COVID, everyone now has had the opportunity to get the vaccine. That's all you can do. End of story. The fact that more people are going to get Omicron does not change that. In fact, theoretically, Omicron is a better thing to get than Delta. Because, I mean, if you, as an individual, not on like a broad nationwide plane, because more cases lead to more absolute deaths. But On an individual level, your personal chances of dying from Omicron are apparently significantly lower than your personal chances of dying of Delta. So if you're going to get one of these diseases anyway, you may as well get Omicron. You're going to get one of them. Pick Omicron. It's sort of the, so that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Omicron replacing Delta on a broad statistical level is a good thing if everybody's going to end up with Delta anyway. Nonetheless, Joe Biden continues to push the idea that it's boosters and the unvaccinated who are the true risk. Again, the unvaccinated were at risk from COVID. It, depending on your age, it was either a high risk if you were elderly or a fairly low risk if you were 20. The unvaccinated were, and they are currently at the exact same risk, maybe a lower risk now if you're unvaccinated. Because again, if you're unvaccinated and you get Omicron, it's way milder. So maybe you are at like a way lower risk than you were with Delta. So in other words, Omicron replacing Delta, if you were like driven to get a vaccine, like driven, not, sorry, if you were driven not to get a vaccine, like you really didn't want to get a vaccine. And the reason that you didn't want to get a vaccine is not because you were afraid of infection, but you felt like the infection was going to be less problematic for you than the vaccine. And this is why you didn't get the vaccine. Or you felt that you already had COVID and that means that you have T cell and B cell immunity. If that was your logic, Omicron not only does not change your logic, it exacerbates your logic. Because if you're one of the people who didn't get the vaccine because you were afraid that the vaccine was more severe than Delta, and Omicron is less severe than Delta, by the transitive property, you should now be less afraid of not getting the vaccine than you were before. The only reason that you were interested in getting the vaccine was to evade the consequences of the disease. If Omicron is less deadly than Delta, then the math on why you should get a vaccine is actually worse, not better. Right? This is... Again, so the logic has not changed for the people who are unvaccinated, which is part of the problem. Again, like if you want to get vaccinated, you should get vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you know, I may think you're wrong, but you have that right in the United States. But Joe Biden is going to continue to push this. He says the unvaccinated are looking at a winter of severe disease and death. I have a question. Weren't they looking at that winter anyway with Delta? And why exactly are, like, he's pushing vax mandates. I don't know how you push a vax mandate on the back of Omicron. That isn't going to work with regard to Delta. This is why, by the way, you know, you should go sign our petition at dailywire.com/do not comply. It's our petition against the vax mandates from the Biden administration. We, of course, were the first company in America to file a lawsuit against the vax mandates when they came down. We're at over 900,000 signatures at this point. We're aiming for 1 million by Christmas. So please help us out. Forward it to all of your friends. Anyway, here's Joe Biden blaming the unvaccinated for everything, even though the vaccinated are passing this as well.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. For themselves, their families, and the hospital, they'll soon overwhelm. But there's good news. If you're vaccinated, you have your booster shot, you're protected from severe illness and death.
Okay, so he's going to focus on vax mandates at this point, based on Omicron. If it didn't work with Delta, it ain't going to work with Omicron. Omicron is more infectious and way less deadly, apparently. Alrighty, in just 1 second, we'll get to more measures that the left is pushing that have no relation to the data, which means they have to, there's an agenda behind it. If you see somebody doing something and you're like, they're saying it's for this reason, but it clearly is not that reason. There has to be another reason they're doing it. And the reason is because of the control. They want the control over your life. They want to portray themselves as capable of doing a thing they are not capable of doing. We'll get to more in just 1 second. But first, a message from our partners over at Taser.
With violent crime on the rise across the country, life is more dangerous than ever. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, the perfect non-lethal sidekick to your self-defense arsenal. Taser's energy weapons can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Designed for home defense, your daily commute, and everywhere you need to keep your family safe, take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds, so you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you pull the trigger. And when you have to fire yours, Taser will replace it for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger and safer self-defense. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% when you go to Taser.com and enter promo code SAVE, spelled TASER.com, promo code SAVE. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty, coming up, new data from South Africa, just underscoring everything I'm saying about the lack of deadliness of this particular strain of the virus, is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Riverfilm Playhouse presents It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play based on the story The Greatest Gift by Philip Van Doren Stern and adapted by Joe Landry, directed by John Welsh. This beloved holiday classic comes to life as a 1940s radio broadcast. Join the cast and bring a few dozen characters to the stage as the story of George Bailey unfolds one fateful Christmas Eve. December 3rd through the 18th at the new Riverfilm Playhouse, downtown on California Street. Tickets available online at riverfilmplayhouse.net. Brought to you by Cornerstone Bank and this station.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, actually, I have a piece of good news from South Africa that the media will, of course, completely ignore. The South African hospitalization rate, which is what you care about, is at 1.7%. By comparison, during their last wave of Delta, the hospitalization rate was 19%. That's how much less deadly Omicron is than Delta. It is literally, by the statistics, about 10 times less deadly than Delta. And yet... What are you talking about? What are you? None of this makes any sense. And yet, you have the NFL has announced a return to universal masking and other protocols amid COVID-19 outbreak. The NFL said, throughout the pandemic, we have continuously evolved our protocols to meet our goal of advancing the safety of the players, coaches, and staff. The changes we are making today aim to address the increase in cases and the advent of the Omicron variant. They say, effective immediately, all clubs will implement preventative measures that have proven effective. Really, have they proven effective? Have they, though? Masking regardless of vaccination status. Has that been, like, super-duper-duper-pooper-scooper effective against Omicron? Because I missed the data. They say it's been proven effective. I'd like some proof. Some proof would be excellent. Remote or outdoor meetings. Eliminating in-person meals. No outside visitors while on team travel. We will continue to strongly encourage boosters as the most effective protection. For young, adult, healthy males. Like the most healthy human beings in our society. Finally, based on expert advice, we will adjust to the return to participation requirements for those who have recovered from COVID-19. So you got ESPN's Jeff Van Gundy saying the NBA is going to have to pause or bubble. These are the healthiest human beings on planet Earth, and they're going to have to bubble or pause because people are getting mild colds in South Africa.
Mike, it's all sports. I really feel that at some point there's going to be a pause to our season, a bubble to our season. The way they're predicting these cases to continue to go, as Davis with the dunk, I don't see any way around it.
No, clearly we hope that you're wrong, but it's impossible to predict.
No, it isn't tough to predict if you're not invested in the narrative. Meanwhile, the CEO of Southwest Airlines, he was being queried before Congress. His name is Gary Kelly, and he was asked about masking on planes. And he points out that masking on planes is almost completely useless, that we didn't have high levels of transmission on planes before because of HEPA filters. We don't have high levels of transmission on planes now. We have had no cases, of which I am aware, of any sort of COVID outbreak on an airplane, the entire pandemic. And yet we've been told that masking on planes is the be-all, end-all. In fact, you're only allowed to take down your mask for like a second so you can sip some water, and then you're supposed to go right back, unless you're Maxine Waters, in which case you can ride around without a mask, no problem, as the Daily Wire exclusively reported yesterday. Maxine, anti-Maxine, as they call her. So here is the CEO of Southwest Airlines saying masks don't do anything on planes. As we will see, the media are not having any of this.
The statistics I recall is 99.97% of airborne pathogens are captured by the HEPA filtering system, and it's turned over every 2 or 3 minutes. We use UT Southwestern and Stanford School of Medicine. But, I think the case is very strong that masks don't add much, if anything, in the air cabin environment. It's very safe and very high quality compared to any other indoor setting.
So he says that. And then CNN doctor named William Schaffner comes on, and he says, how dare the Southwest CEO do things like say things like facts and data? That's bad.
Would you get on a plane right now or in the coming weeks without a mask?
No. And, you know, we have data from the National Academy of Sciences, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, a systematic review. And we also have, you know, randomized clinical trial designs out of that were done in Bangladesh by Stanford and Yale. So the data supports use of masks. But also, why say this now when we have the most transmissible variant of all accelerating? I don't know. On some of these CEOs, they have the emotional intelligence of a doorknob. I don't know why they would say that kind of thing.
So that was Dr. Peter Hotez of Baylor. Emotional intelligence of a doorknob, because he's citing data on planes. And then you're citing data from Bangladesh, from a masking study in Bangladesh that did not cover Delta and was still vague. Again, all that matters is the outcome. And the outcome is you're supposed to do whatever these people tell you. So you have another CNN doctor named William Schaffner saying it's time to mask around your family. Well, you know, I have a better solution for everybody. You want to prevent death by COVID? All you have to do is wrap a plastic bag around your head, and then you take some duct tape and you wrap it around your neck. You won't die of COVID. Yeah, anyway, here is your CNN doctor, William Schaffner.
I would recommend that we hang our stockings with care. I think we have to be careful. If we're all going to get together, we should all be vaccinated and preferentially boosted. We should wear our masks if we're uncertain. And another thing we can do is we could all get tested the morning of our getting together. And I would certainly say if you're going to any group event indoors, whether you're vaccinated or not, please wear your mask.
Some data, any data, that this is going to minimize the transmission of Omicron. This guy, by the way, is the more moderate voice. Then you have MSNBC doctor Rob Davidson, who says, don't even get together with anybody over Christmas. In fact, just stay in your home forever. In fact, lock yourself in your closet and have somebody slide food to you under a door or something.
Should we be ceasing and desisting, in your view, in terms of getting together for the holidays with anyone who's not in our pod, our group of people that we've been around mostly for the last year?
Yeah, I think that's the safest way to go, right? If you have people who you know are fully vaccinated, particularly if they're boosted and they don't have symptoms, and hey, if you can find a few rapid antigen tests out there and you can do those before they get together, you know, I think you go for it.
I'm sorry, these people are. So what's the actual agenda here? Because they're not citing data. They're citing fear, and they're crafting fear, and they're creating fear. And by the way, they're creating fear, but only to a certain extent, right? They're now pretending that masks and boosters are going to prevent you from getting Omicron. The data on this do not exist. So they're willing to scare you, but only up to the point where they can control you. Because if they scare you too much, you might realize that they actually can't control it, and then you might be realistic about what exactly is going to happen. What is the end goal here? Well, for the far left, the end goal, as always, is transformational change. There's an article by Anna North in Vox.com today talking about work. Here's the title of the piece. The world as we know it is ending. Why are we still at work? From the pandemic to climate change, Americans are still expected to work no matter what happens. The entire contention of the article is that because of COVID, no one should ever go to work again because work is bad. Instead, we need to make sure that people never have to work again. We have to restructure the entire American economy around the idea that people should do less work because work is bad. Work is bad. And now, so question, who's going to support all the people who are sitting in their homes because they're afraid of COVID, which is not going to kill them if it's Omicron and if they are not ridden with cancer, for example? What is the data? There is no data. But transformational change always requires a hook for the left. COVID was the best hook they've ever seen, and they will not let it go. Ever, ever, for the rest of time, ever. It's up to you to push them. It's up to you to push back. It's up to you to say, I'm not going to comply with your nonsense because you're not even presenting me with the data. This is why, again, I'll urge people, head on over to dailywire.com/do not comply, sign our petition. We're at 900,000 signatures. We'll try and get to a million. But as a basic way of living, they are offering you no life in return for no real additional shot that you're going to avoid COVID. If that sounds like a great bargain to you, keep voting for them. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The defense resting in the trial of a former Minnesota police officer charged in the fatal shooting of a black motorist.
Jim Potter was one of the officers trying to arrest Dante Wright for a weapons violation.
It just went chaotic.
Wright tried to get out of the car and leave.
I remember yelling, taser, taser, taser. And nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
She had a gun in her hand. Potter acknowledged on cross-examination she had been extensively trained on the use of force and the use of tasers.
Because you knew that deadly force was unreasonable and unwarranted in this circumstance.
I didn't want to hurt anybody.
Potter says she's sorry it happened. Tape from Court TV. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at townhall.com, federal judge handing down the toughest sentence yet in connection with the January 6th attack.
Robert Palmer of Largo, Florida, has been sentenced to more than 5 years in prison for attacking police officers trying to keep the angry mob from reaching the Capitol building. The 54-year-old was on the front line during the chaos, throwing a wooden plank and then spraying a fire extinguisher, which he hurled at officers when it was spent. After briefly being pepper sprayed by police, he attacked again with a pole. Palmer wept as he told the judge he felt really ashamed when he recently saw a video of his actions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
California's major population centers, Los Angeles and San Francisco, both losing population in the same year for the first time. California lost 173,000 people in the year ending July 1st. It's the second time ever the state has reported an annual population loss. But it's the first time L.A. County and all nine counties around San Francisco also lost. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're the kind of person who likes a little adventure, well, this is for you. Montana wants to allow grizzly bear hunting. For the first time in 46 years.
Since 1975, the Bears have been federally protected, but Governor Greg Gianforte is leading an effort to petition the Biden administration to lift the ban. Supporters say the actions needed to curb conflicts between bears and humans and livestock, where in some cases serious attacks have been reported. Gianforte wants the state to regulate the bear population at 1,100, which would still be the largest concentration in the lower 48. Critics say lifting restrictions would lead to overhunting, something that would force the government to put the bears back on the protected list. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
AAA says the national average for gas decreasing by 2 cents to $3.31 a gallon. That's $1.12 higher than at this time 1 year ago. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A federal judge rejecting OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy settlement. John Scott explained.
The deal was meant to settle thousands of lawsuits over the toll of opioids. U.S. District Court Judge Colleen McMahon in New York found flaws in the way the bankruptcy settlement protects members of the Sackler family who own the company from lawsuits. Purdue immediately said it would appeal the decision. The ruling sides with one federal government office, eight states, and a handful of other parties over thousands who had claims against Purdue and came to support the settlement. The Sacklers would have funded much of the settlement in exchange for the legal protections. John Scott reporting.
On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials took a tumble, losing 532 points. The tech side, the NASDAQ, dropped 10 for the day. S&P 500 was off 48 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
We have to take care of the cure. That will make the problem worse no matter what. No matter what.
Ah, yes. If we would only take care of the cure, that would make the problem worse no matter what. No matter what. He's not kidding. He's not joking around. He's the President of the United States. If only we were in kind of calm, placid, ordinary times, we might be able to skate through with this dunderhead in the Oval Office. I fight authority. Authority always wins. Oh, Johnny Cougar. The little Cougar guy. It's Friday. How did that happen? And next week, what's next week, Michael? It's Christmas. Christmas is next week. Got the whole Christmas thing going. Joe Biden, that was, his brain. She is a broke. She's a no good. That brain. I got a lot of, Wuhan Red Death stuff for you, including some personal, I have personal stories about the Wuhan Red Death, because I had something of an epiphany yesterday. Can you say epiphany on the radio? I had something of an epiphany yesterday. When it comes to my own personal experience with the Wuhan Red Death, you know, the last several weeks I was at home doing the big radio show from home. You can do that now, thanks to Al Gore and his amazing internet. Peace be upon him.
And so that's what I was doing because, you know, I didn't want to make other people all sick and everything. And I tested positive twice. I told you all about it. And then last week, actually a week ago today, I tested negative. And then the following Monday, I tested negative again. They still didn't want me back. You know, here I am. I'm back in the studio now, yesterday and today. And I've got a personal story that I want to share because I discovered something. And it's kind of weird. It's a little weird. I hadn't heard. I learned something yesterday. And it's I'll give you a little clue, a tease. It's a symptom that I had and still have, actually, that I had never heard of. I had never heard of it. How do you like that? It's a pretty good tease. And so I got that going for me. Now, Joe Biden, he's broken. He's a broken man. And they're all kinds of back and forth because the news media, they're an extension of the Democratic Party. They're the Democratic Party on cable television and the Democratic Party on the evening news broadcast, the Democratic Party on late night TV and stuff. But all the talk is about Kamala Harris and whether Joe Biden is going to run for the presidency in 2024. And they are, what's the right word, lying? They're making stuff up. And Kamala Harris, it's like a comma with la. That's the way she explained it to the people on The View, another hard-hitting interview for a Democrat candidate. And Kamala, she said, well, she's not going to talk about whether they've had conversations about running. And then she proceeded to talk about it because she didn't realize what she had just said. And then she just kept stumbling through it. But Joe Biden, oh, yeah, he's definitely going to run. Huh? He's going to have to get an ear horn. Honestly, he is Abe Simpson. He is Homer Simpson's father at this point. And the Democrats are lying to us now. Oh, of course he's going to run. And of course Kamala is going to be his running mate. If you believe that, then you're probably a Democrat because you'll believe anything. It's pretty extraordinary.
Back in those days, rich men would ride around in Zeppelins dropping coins on people. And one day, I seen J.D. Rockefeller flying by.
That was Joe Biden yesterday at the White House. It wasn't really, but it was Abe Simpson. And there's very little daylight between the two of them, I've got to say, at this point in time. We are, just for the record, at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. We got so many amazing stories. Yeah, but Kamala and Joe Biden, he's definitely going to run. And we got Wuhan updates for all of you, and then a personal crazy story that because I just figured something out yesterday. I'm not sure I've still completely figured it out, but I learned something yesterday, raised more questions actually. And we've got all kinds. And Joe Biden yesterday warning us of impending doom. Doom is upon us. It's like Stalingrad out there. What are they telling us now? That we're going to have 15,000 deaths a week in the United States of America coming to a country near you very soon. And it's all doom and death and severe illness. This is the inspirational message from the White House and from Joe Biden. Because in times of strife, it's important to have optimistic leaders that lead with a spring in their step and have a positive attitude, positive tone. You know, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, here's Joe Biden. And yesterday it's about death and severe illness and doom. It's honestly, it's like the Battle of Stalingrad.
We're unvaccinated. We are looking at a winter of severe illness and death.
Winter was for the unvaccinated.
Just unvaccinated.
Yeah, he said unvaccinated over and over and over again. And for you, you are doomed to severe illness and death. The New York Times jumped in on this, too. They've got a big story today that unread America is going to die. Now, if they believed that were true, they'd be happy about it. They'd be in favor of it, because they're the New York Times. They're basically Stalinists. And they you know, they're not pro-life or anything like that. They're pro-death. So we got all kinds of stuff. Also, now the CDC is recommending that you not take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at all because of the blood clots. And the news media is like, oh, only 9 deaths recorded from blood clots because of the Johnson & Johnson. My best girl, she got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's what I can tell you that. So we got that. And they're very upset at the Journal of the American Medical Association that some parents are still hesitant to have their little children vaccinated. Why would that be? So cynical, these parents. Why? On the same day that they say, oh, yeah, don't take the Johnson & Johnson anymore because of the blood clots. But, you know, no, we should trust in them and we should believe them. Anthony Fauci at more parties not wearing masks after telling us to wear masks. But his friends are clean, articulate, bright and clean. So we don't have to worry about that. And amazing. There was a man kicked off of a United Airlines flight for using a red, naturally, ladies thong, you know, underwear as his face mask. Now, what's the difference? You know, it covered his nose and mouth. It's the proper shape, and it covers the nose and mouth. And so what's wrong with that? And it's, you know, highly fashionable sportswear. So I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with that. So we got that going for us. We got a lot of stuff, a lot of crazy stuff. Also, what are they doing? They're talking about sending out morning after pills, like through the mail. Are they going to do them to everybody? To everybody in the country, like ballots, like mail out ballots for election day. They should just send their, like, you know, the abortion pills. They're going to, through the mail. Now, you can't get hydroxychloroquine through the mail. What did we saw the other day? They were working with the U.S. Postal Service to prevent ivermectin from being sent through the mail. I took ivermectin when I got the WHO, tested positive for the WHO a few weeks ago, and it helped a lot. Look at me now. So. Healthy as a horse, yeah. See, that's a little, because they say it's a horse medicine. You know, horses are given antibiotics, too. So when you give the kids antibiotics, do you scream and say, they're giving them horse medicine, morons. You know, we're having this moronic debate, this moronic discussion, because we're led by morons and corrupt people. It's a potent combination. Not very intelligent and politically corrupt. And it really is a potent combination. Speaking of which, today is the 10th anniversary of the tragic passing of Korean dictator Kim Jong-il. Now I guess he's Kim Jong-dead, because back then he was just Kim Jong-il. Now he's Kim Jong-dead. That's what he should be called. But they don't think it's very funny in North Korea, I'll tell you that. They've banned laughter. No more laughing because of the 10th anniversary. So they've got another period of mourning 10 years later. And if you're caught laughing, they beat you with truncheons and drag you away and throw you into a forced labor camp where you will die with no teeth. Because so I want to talk about that coming up because it's a very important anniversary for all the world. All the world's a death camp and all of us in it just slaves. This is the Democrat Party's plan. You know, the Democrat Party's become so radical. How radical are they? They become so radical. Actually, we have a soundbite today saying, you know, that they'll never be reelected again. Remember when Barack Obama was elected and the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, were going around saying, the Republicans will never hold the White House again. And then Donald Trump was elected when Hillary Clinton couldn't lose. That was hilarious. And you know, boy, are they going to lose next year, the Democrats. And then, boy, they're going to lose again in 2024. But setting that aside, amazing, amazing stuff. All right, well, obviously we have many things to get to, and I have a long list of stories in front of me. We're working on a system where we will, because we have a stories list that Michael and I share every day, and we're working on a system where we will share our stories list with you. We might have to delete a couple of the racier things. Not really. We'll share. If we have a stories list to share with each other, we'll share it with you. So we've got tons of stuff to get to. This is a wonderful story also. Retailers who are being looted all over the country, you know, the the department stores and so on, and mobs of Democrats are coming in with masks, which are mandated by the Democrats, and smashing display cases with hammers and stealing everything in the place. It turns out that the CEOs and the executives at these major retailers have been, for the last couple of years, funneling cash, funneling money to these left-wing shakedown operations like Black Lives Matter and the ACLU and funding George Gascon, the radical left-wing DA in Los Angeles, and Chesa Boudin, the radical communist terrorist spawn, who is now the district attorney in San Francisco. And these, because they're, you know, the whole left wing is a shakedown operation, and where it's a reign of terror that we're all going through. I was talking about it yesterday, like University of Pennsylvania, where the swimmers and the parents of the swimmers are afraid to speak up about Leah Thomas because they know that there will be severe consequences, right? It's the reign of terror. The left is, we're living in the United States right now through a reign of terror. We've got the Chinese communist Wuhan Red Death. I've got great audio on that that I want to share with you today as well. And Joe Biden saying we're all going to die because, you know, death and suffering. This is our inspired leadership from the Biden White House. And we're all going to die. 15,000 deaths a week. Severe illness and death is all we have to anticipate. And all this stuff. it's tragically delicious. It's completely insane. These people are insane. And we got border news. Just skipping across things here. We've got border news, too. You know, one of the stories that was completely overlooked was the 55 illegal migrants that were killed in one truck crash in Mexico. 55 people killed. And the American news media is like, yeah, you know, so what? You know, got to break a few eggs, right? But, what are you going to do? Not a thing. And again, the border is en fuego. That's Espanol, because we all remember Barack Obama told us, don't worry about them learning to speak English. We need to learn to speak Spanish. Now we know what he was talking about, right? And, you know, honestly, we have that audio. We haven't played that audio in a long time. But, yeah, he told us, don't worry about immigrants learning to speak English. They'll learn to speak English. You need to worry about learning to speak Spanish. And at that moment, I don't think we necessarily knew what he was talking about.
Instead of worrying about whether immigrants can learn English, they'll learn English. You need to make sure your child can speak Spanish.
Yeah. I've got a Spanish-speaking lady lives in my building next door to me. She's been here for like 30 years. I speak much more Spanish than she speaks English. She's kind of figuring that, you know, the Democrats are going to make it all work out for them, where this will become a Spanish-speaking nation. And that's the Democrats, you know. Although I do wish I spoke Spanish. There are a lot of great Spanish-speaking nations. And I guess I could learn. But, yeah, we got amazing stuff. And, you know, the Democrats planning on giving $450,000 to every illegal alien that says they, hey, where's my kids? Search me. You know, oh, here's $450,000. Well, we got an update on that. And Harvard University, they're going to stop using SAT scores and ACT scores. I happen to know why, and it's racist, you'll be surprised to learn. We got MSDNC. We got all kinds of amazing stuff coming up, honestly. And I want to get to the Wuhan in this hour because, you know, Joe Biden. And what are they doing? What are they doing? What are the recommendations they've made for treatments? And what about consequences? Any consequence? Any accountability? Calls for accountability? 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
I want to talk to you about cryptocurrency. Did you know that if you invested $10 in Bitcoin in 2010, it would be worth over $400,000 in January 2021? Crypto could represent the future of money, but it can be intimidating. And what about taxes? Well, with an Alto Crypto IRA, you can trade crypto, like Bitcoin, and avoid or defer the taxes. You can create an account in just minutes and invest with as little as $10, with no setup charges and no account fees. There are over 80 coins
coins available, like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Cardano. Make a cash contribution or transfer cash from an existing IRA. Invest just $10 today. Who knows what it could be worth in 10 years? Ready to take your investments to the next level? Diversify like the pros and trade without tax headaches. Open an Alto Crypto IRA with as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/start. That's altoira.com/start. Start investing in cryptocurrency today. Go to altoira.com/start.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries. That's why Wendy's new fries are ones you won't forget. Guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or we'll replace them. We're talking natural cut, skin-on fries, perfectly seasoned with a hint of sea salt. In fact, they're even preferred almost 2-to-1 over McDonald's. These are fries so hot and crispy, they beg a new question.
What would you like with your fries?
Trying them today, only at Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, taste preference based on a national taste test by an independent research company.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
The holidays are here, and you can achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Perfectly aged, tender, unforgettable, guaranteed delicious. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Sizzle into the search bar, and save over 50% with the perfect gift package for just $99.99. You'll get 24 entrees plus 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free with your order. Incredible flavor, value, and 100% guaranteed. We've all heard the reports about shipping delays, so don't wait. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword Sizzle.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Message and data rates may apply. Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, dial #250 on your mobile device now and say the keyword payment. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Dial #250 now and speak the keyword payment for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation. Just dial #250 now and speak the keyword payment. That's #250 and speak the keyword payment.
COVID-19 has changed everything for the children of the world. Since the earliest days of the pandemic, we've been on the ground providing children food, educational resources, and basics no child should be without. To learn more, visit savethechildren.org/together. This year, join us and make change for children. Visit savethechildren.org/together. Sponsored by Save the Children.
Okay, now let's get to some of this crazy Joe Biden stuff. Now is the winter of our discontent. Because of the Chinese communists playing with germs in a laboratory in the city of Wuhan, China. Oh, yeah, by the way, I was incomplete in my telling of the story of so much for this astrology thing. Kyle Rittenhouse and Greta von Funberg were both born on January 3rd, 2003. They're born not in the same birthday, but the same birth date, you see. So, and I think I was not clear enough in that matter.
Blah, blah, blah.
In that regard. Yeah, they all clap. They all clap when she says blah, blah, blah. That's, we should use that more often, the blah, 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 blah. Because
build back better. Blah, blah, blah. Green economy. Blah, blah, blah.
She's catching up, isn't she? She's maybe she'll grow up after all. Yeah, they're both, they're 18 years old now, right? And both born January 3rd, 2003. We should see what time. Should check the time, because that could be an important factor in there. All right, let's go to Lunchbucket at Joe, because it's Stalingrad. It's, you know, I asked Michael today to pull the music from the World at War, because where we are now, as like there are tanks coming over the berms, we're going to end up, this is going to lead to cannibalism before we're done, just like the Battle of Stalingrad. You know, the Nazis and the Soviets, things got a little rough about 850 days into things, 900-day battle, and that led to cannibalism. I think that might be where we're headed. Do you think that's where we're headed now? It seems pretty gloomy, kind of kind of gloomy, I guess, because, you know, Joe Biden at the White House yesterday. Severe illness and death await us. We're anticipating 15,000 American deaths a week. They're saying it's starting in a couple of weeks. Like, you know, hey, Merry Christmas, America. This is the Democrat Party. And you notice nobody's saying anything about Communist China being responsible for this, being behind it. Then there's, you know, Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci and his role in this, and the U.S. government and American taxpayers, our role in funneling our dollars to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Anthony Fauci.
And I helped.
See, and he helped. And I helped. You know, because all of us. But this is what they're saying now. They're saying starting in 2 weeks, we're going to have 15,000 deaths a week. And that's what's coming. And Joe Biden. Now, let's go to Joe Biden. Joe Biden is still the greatest documentary. Forget Ken Burns. The World at War. Some of Ken Burns' stuff is perfectly good. But The World at War, now that'll tell you something. I was raised and weaned on The World at War. That's something. You know, all of World War II. A lot of it certainly in Europe with the Hitler's National Socialist German Workers' Party, you know, the Socialist Workers' Party. And now we got the communists over there. Oh, wait till I get to North Korea, too, in the time of mourning in North Korea, to commemorate the 10th anniversary of Kim Jong-il, now known as Kim Jong-dead. All right, let's go to the audio. Number nine. Joseph Robinette Biden yesterday at the White House. And they had it. He was sitting way across the room wearing a mask with a microphone nowhere in sight because we're becoming the Soviet Union. Everything we do is inept, incompetent, not up to Western standards. And this White House, this president, I'm embarrassed for all of us. I really am. Here's Joseph Robinette Biden yesterday warning us of impending doom.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. For themselves, their families, and the hospitals, they'll soon overwhelm. But there's good news. If you're vaccinated, you have your booster shot, you're protected from severe illness and death.
Well, I mean, honestly, death and death and severe illness and unvaccinated, not that it's a political issue or anything like that. And here's last year he kind of did the same thing. But it's more doomsday today. It is an apocalyptic death cult in so many ways. You know, the weather, back to Greta von Thunberg, you know, the climate's going to kill us and we're going to drown in the ocean and Manhattan's going to freeze over and a giant ice sheet a mile thick and all this stuff. Joe Biden a year ago was also all death and doom.
We're about to go into a dark winter, a dark winter.
A dark winter, it's just we're entering a dark age because we're forgetting about science and culture and history and we're destroying the world around us. It's pretty amazing. And it's not because of you're driving an SUV or anything like that. Absolutely amazing. But if you're vaxxed, you're safe. This seems to be the theme. You know, get vaccinated. And then, because the vaccination works. And then, well, it's not working so much anymore. So now you got to get a booster. And we don't believe in natural immunity, and we don't talk about natural immunity. We don't talk about the Israeli study finds that you're 27 times more safe and secure if you've already had the virus and you've developed natural immunity. And yet, now, I was vaccinated, and my best girl was vaccinated. My best girl was vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which I said earlier. Which has now, the CDC yesterday said, for God's sake, whatever you do, don't use that. Because blood clots and people are dying. And they say only 9 people. But, you know, a year from now, it'll turn out to be 90,000 or something because you can't believe a damn thing that they're saying. And that's unfortunate. That it truly is. Now, here's one of the things that I've noticed, and my best girl and I were talking about this. Joe Biden, the administration, Jen Psaki, you know, Colonel Kleb, Anthony Fauci. None of these people ever talk about anything other than get vaccinated, it works great. And they were, wait, it doesn't work anymore. Get boosted. And your children, you know, your babies, and wear a mask. I got a good soundbite on that today from the CEO of an airline. Good stuff. But you know what they never talk about? They never talk about, well, when you get the virus, as tens of millions of us have, what kind of treatments are the best treatments? What are the most effective treatments? What should you do when you get the virus? Has tens of millions of it. We've had around the world more than 5.3 million deaths attributed to the Wuhan Red Death. The couple of nights ago at the National Cathedral, they banged the gong 800 times. 800 times, it took like an hour and 18 minutes or something for the bell to toll 800 times. Each, listen to this, listen. That means 1,000 American deaths attributed to the Wuhan Red Death. That's another 1,000 American deaths. Where are the calls for accountability? Where are the congressional hearings from the Democrats in control of the House and the Senate? Where is Joe Biden pounding the table? Where is the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and demanding accountability? They give us a couple of sort of, you know, lip service boilerplate. Oh, gosh, we don't know, Hans. We can't say for sure. And that's it. We got nothing in the way of accountability. And when they talk about this, they just say, get vaccinated. Otherwise, severe illness and death. Death will be upon us. And where, honestly, leadership would mean, here's what you do when your mother gets ill. Here's what you do when your child becomes ill. Here are the treatments that have been proven to be effective. We ever hear anything about them? The answer is no. By the way, Pfizer, one of those terrible, awful American pharmaceutical companies that the left has been waging a war against for years and years now, now has a pill. It's a magic pill. Now, they're sending out the abortion pills to everybody, but not the pills for the Wuhan. So, you know, this pill kills, this other pill saves. They like the one that kills, but they don't talk about the one that saves, do they? It's quite extraordinary. It really is. And this is, you know, honestly, here's the FDA yesterday, will permanently allow abortion pills by mail. And at the same time, they're fighting against treatments for the COVID to be sent through the mail. What is the matter with these people? I think in Democrat cities, they should send the abortion pill to every household like they send ballots with instructions. And, you know, here's what you do. These people, I'm telling you, the New York Times is excited. FDA will permanently allow abortion pills by mail. They couldn't be more excited. The decision will broaden access to medication abortion. That's what they call it. An increasingly common method. And the New York Times and the Democrats are celebrating this and the Biden FDA. But what about 1,000 more Americans? But what about treatments for COVID? Where are the discussions of what works and what is showing great results? Well, they're not talking about that. There is a great doctor from Johns Hopkins University, Dr. Marty McCurry, who is talking about this, however. And I want to talk about my own thing, too. Here's Dr. Marty McCurry. We played a couple of these last couple of days, but I want to share with you because, you know, there's Pfizer has a pill that's been sitting on the shelf for more than a month, and there is Operation No Speed, Operation Warped Speed, Operation Joe Speed, as he bumps into furniture. Dr. Marty McCurry.
Well, unfortunately, we have the politicalization of the human immune system right now.
And that is a fact. Dr. Marty McCurry, the FDA has been sitting on this Pfizer pill for a month, and they're like, on a ski vacation or something. They're at the beach. They're going to lunch. And Joe Biden, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, there's a pill that might be real good. Where's Operation Warp Speed? President Trump brought the pharmaceutical chieftains into the White House and pounded his fist on the table and said, let's get these things to the people. Here is Marty McCary.
Can you imagine at the beginning of the pandemic, somebody said, hey, there's a pill that reduced mortality by over 90%? And if you look at many of these therapeutics, that is fluvoxamine, an antidepressant that's been around for years, and molnupiravir, Merck's new drug, and Paxlovid, they all cut COVID deaths to almost zero or zero. Now, this new drug, Paxlovid, we got new data 2 days ago on it from the company. It's amazing. It reduces mortality and hospitalizations by 91%. But the application's been sitting at the FDA now for a month with no plans to have an expert meeting of their external advisors. They haven't even scheduled that yet.
And they're telling us we're going to have 15 deaths a week starting in 2 weeks in the United States of America, and there is no Operation Warp Speed, there is no fast track, there is no sense of urgency. The news media is doing a conga line with their heads wedged into one another's dark locations. Dr. Marty McCann, again, 91%, and they're this doom and gloom, death and severe illness, and this pill sits on the shelf.
Well, if we're honest with people, we got to tell them the truth about this. It cut COVID deaths to zero. These results are dramatic. Let's be honest with the public. Look, the researchers focused on the outcome of hospitalizations because that's how the trial was designed. But what's missing from the headlines today is that Paxlovid cut deaths to zero. No one who got this drug died of COVID, and it was given to high-risk people, and 9 people died in the placebo arm. So the headline should not be, hey, get your booster right now in young, healthy people or boost people with natural immunity. The headline should be that this drug cut COVID deaths to zero, and this does have implications for vaccine mandates, basically rendering them obsolete.
But instead, it's severe illness and death. Get vaccinated. I think we've been hearing this. I mean, people are aware of the fact that you'd like to get them vaccinated. I was vaccinated. I got the Wuhan, and I got an update on that, too. 15,000 deaths a week starting in 2 weeks. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, Dr. Marty McCary, on what they're doing as opposed to what they should be doing.
Look, the worst thing you can do in public health is tell people to do things that they're not going to do. And right now we've got excessive restrictions that are using criteria that if we continue to use the same criteria, we'll be in this situation in perpetuity. Kids will wear masks from kindergarten until college graduation. Look at the massive over-response of colleges and universities now to require boosters because of a perception of a fear of Omicron being more lethal, which it does not appear to be. They're now requiring boosters in young, healthy, low-risk people, even if they've had natural immunity.
Wow, wow, wow. I'm telling you. And again, Operation No Speed. Wow. Operation Warped. Where is the sense of urgency as they scream and yell severe illness and death, 15,000 deaths a week coming to you in the next 2 weeks? And these pills, these remedies, which they never bring up, sit on the shelf at the FDA while the FDA chieftains golf another 18 holes, and nothing gets done, and the news media is fine with that. Now, I want to tell you my personal story. That's coming right up.
And that's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Holidays are here, and finding the perfect gift can be tricky. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter PLANT into the search bar, and save over 50% when you order the perfect gift package today. For $99.99, you get the world-famous bacon-wrapped filet mignons, chicken breast, jumbo frank, sides, desserts, and a whole lot more. When you use the code PLANT, you not only save over 50%, you'll get an additional 8 Omaha Steak burgers free. I grew up in Chicago. My family would covet and envy Omaha Steak shipments arriving at our neighbor's house. Now they arrive at my house. Avoid the holiday shipping hustle and bustle and order the perfect gift package today at omahasteaks.com. Don't forget, you get 8 burgers free when you enter the code PLANT into the search bar. Achieve gift-giving greatness with Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com, keyword PLANT.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Corey lived in more than 30 foster homes before she was 16.
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey was adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. She earned a college scholarship and has a bright future. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care without a permanent loving family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The holidays are here, and you can achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Perfectly aged, tender, unforgettable, guaranteed delicious. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Sizzle into the search bar, and save over 50% with the perfect gift package for just $99.99. You'll get 24 entrees plus 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free with your order. Incredible flavor, value, and 100% guaranteed. We've all heard the reports about shipping delays, so don't wait. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword Sizzle.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, dial #250 on your mobile device now and say the keyword payment. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Dial #250 now and speak the keyword payment for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation. Just dial #250 now and speak the keyword payment. That's #250 and speak the keyword payment.
Ah, yes. All right, now, let me share this crazy thing. On November 23rd, my best girl and I, we went to Texas, to Austin, Texas. I went down on November 18th. My best girl was already there. Spent several nights. It was a Thursday. Came home on Sunday and, you know, went after the show on Thursday and flew down there. Came back on Sunday, November 21st. On November 4th, I tested positive. I started feeling, you know, under the weather the day before, maybe 2 days before. But on November 24th, I tested positive. On November, that was a Wednesday. On Friday, November 26th, I tested positive again. All right, so two positive tests. And I was experiencing all kinds of symptoms, severe headaches, body ache, from my feet to the top of my head, my arms, my shoulders, my back, aching, in pain and stuff. Severe headache. I never get headaches. And then the sinuses and the congestion and then I started doing the show from home and so on. And it wasn't really severe, I wouldn't say, but it was, you know, it was quite noticeable and I had a lot of symptoms. Now, there's another weird thing that for several months now, 4, 5, 6 months, I've been complaining that I feel lethargic and fatigued. And that's not normal either. But I keep saying, well, I'll go see my doctor about it. And then I never did, of course, because, you know, I'm a guy. And there's this other thing. Out walking in the city of Washington in Rock Creek Park, at home by ourselves, I would turn to my best girl and say, do you smell cigarettes? And she said, no, I don't. And it became annoying after a while. She like rolled her eyes after a while and said, no, I don't smell cigarettes. And this is long before November. Smelling cigarette smoke. And I thought that was really weird because, we're out in the middle of nowhere and there's nobody smoking. And I'm at home and there's nobody smoking. And I'm smelling cigarette smoke. And I didn't really think much of it, but it's weird. And again, another thing I wanted to talk to my doctor about that I wasn't getting around to. And I was talking to my brother, one of my brothers in Chicago, day before yesterday. And he's had the woo. He's got a couple of kids. He's had the woo twice. And he said, yeah, I got this weird thing. He said, I didn't really lose taste and smell, but I smell cigarette smoke all over the place. And there's nobody smoking. And I said, that is truly bizarre. Now, talking yesterday to my friend and colleague, Vince Colonnais, and he said, well, you know, how are you? I hadn't seen him in a while. And I said, I'm feeling pretty good. He said, do you get the taste and smell thing? I said, no, not really. He said, you know, a lot of people, they smell food and it smells like garbage. And I guess I'd heard something about that. And I said, for me, I got this weird thing that I smell cigarette smoke everywhere. And he said, huh, that's weird. Never heard of that. I went home and I started researching it. And there are stories on Al Gore's amazing internet, not many, but several, of people smelling cigarette smoke as a symptom, right? And in England, in the United States, a number of stories. And it turns out I've been smelling cigarette smoke for about 6 months when there is no... So I might have had it twice.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.